about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
I do not really understand what is going on right now, but no matter what, you must keep going.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Bring it in, morning cheer.
U-G-L-Y.
You ain't got no alibi, you ugly.
You ugly.
You mama says you ugly. Hey!
First of all, gay. Second of all, stupid.
All right, now I have a boner.
Oh, Lisa, you're so fine. You blow my mind. Hey, Lisa.
This situation is guaranteed to end in pregnancy.
My goodness, was that a mouthful.
And now,
please welcome your hosts. If you haven't been probed by these two, you haven't been probed.
Our feature presentation.
That's our slogan. Says it on the t-shirts.
I like it.
You haven't been probed by us, you haven't been probed.
Sure.
What's happening, people? You alive, Bean?
I'm hanging in there. I used to think I'd be one of those guys that lived to be 90 because of the clean living, because of the no red meat and the no smoking and the no drinking and the no having sex.
Where's that gotten you?
Well, I feel like I've got about a week to go. I really do. I'm bleeding out of every orifice, and I'm coughing up lungs.
And you were sick all last week too.
You haven't gotten any better?
It's weird. It gets better, and then it gets much worse, and then it gets a little bit better, and gets much. I mean, I honestly thought after the first fever peaked on Friday morning around 3, I thought, well, that's it. Now I'm over the worst of it, because once your fever breaks, you go, well, now I'm going to be fine, right?
Right.
And then I struggled through Friday's show. Friday was as tough a show as I've ever done, and then I got progressively sicker throughout the day on Friday. Back to the bed and crested at another fever around 10 o'clock on Friday night. So I woke up on Saturday. I thought, I'm a little bit better. I think I'm going to be able to get something out of this weekend. And then it just started all over again. And then Friday ended up back in bed with another fever. I mean, it's been one right after another.
Have you gone to the doctor yet?
I haven't gone to the doctor. And the reason is because it seems like, unlike producer Alex, who had a respiratory infection, and went to the doctor for antibiotics.
Right.
As Dr. Drew has told us, and as we've learned our whole lives, if it's just the cold or colder flu, you can't really do anything for it. You just have to treat the symptoms, and eventually it will pass. But I'm starting to wonder if you might be onto something, Kevin, that it might be time for a medical intervention now that it's been a week.
Yeah, it's been a while, and you just rule out the more bad, the worst things by going to the doctor.
Yeah.
Maybe they don't help, but at least you rule out the fact that you have pneumonia or,
that's a good point, because you could get pneumonia, and then they can treat that.
To me, bleeding out of any orifice is not ideal.
Really?
Like, I would say that's bad.
That's go to the doctor time.
Yes. That's what I would say.
And picture how many orifi there are that you can bleed out.
I do not want to picture that at all.
I mean, it is something else. Front, back, side.
That makes my erection go away.
Down. Hey, speaking of bleeding, it is the Kevin and Bean Show, and it is Tuesday, the 22nd of February. Here's a great story. I feel pretty good compared to this dude in China who was all over the news this weekend. Doctors successfully removed a 4-inch knife from his skull.
Wow.
It had been there for 4 years.
Oh, God. He's just walking around where? China?
China. 30-year-old. Yep. His name is Li Fion. He had been suffering from severe headaches and breathing difficulties, but never knew the cause for his discomfort. So he went to the doctor, and he said, hey, what up?
Wait a minute. He had a knife in his head, and he didn't know it?
Well, here's what it appears happened, is that he had been the victim of a robbery 4 years before and had been stabbed in the throat.
Ooh.
The robber pulled the knife out and ran, and he did not go to the doctor. Apparently, it healed up.
Yeah, well, stabbing in the throat, that's...
He didn't know that a blade had broken off inside. He had no way of knowing that. He never got an x-ray or anything like that. Did not know that anything was still in his body. He just thought the guy stabbed him, pulled the knife out, and ran.
Right.
So that heals up. But from that point on, his head starts to hurt and gets worse and worse and worse. So he finally does go to the doctor. And they also said that there was no wound or scar from the knife, but they very clearly saw the blade on the x-ray. You can see the x-rays online. It's everywhere this weekend.
Is this his neck or his head?
Let me see. It says his lower right jaw is where he said that he was stabbed. Yeah,
you're the him of China. You probably have a blade somewhere.
Maybe that's
you.
It.
Yeah.
So he healed up fine, but then had all of these side effects. So he went to the doctor, and they did take an X-ray this time. And they said, son, you got a knife in your head. So they underwent the surgery.
And they said, can I hear the Chinese accent again of the doctor?
Son, you got a knife in your head. So apparently they were able to remove the knife, and it was just unbelievably fortunate that it was, you know, that it didn't hit the artery and, you know, some of the other organs and everything else that's going on in your head. And apparently feels much better now.
I bet.
That they removed the knife from his head. But that must have been a bad, I mean, in a way, bad surprise, but in a way, oh, my God, I'm so happy that somebody finally can tell me why I hurt so bad.
Yeah, they can fix it.
Right.
That's exactly. One of the most frustrating things. You go to the doctor, and they go, don't know. Could be anything, any one of a million. This guy goes, knife blade. Knife blade head. That's all you need to know.
4 years.
4 years.
Unbelievable. And
it's amazing the stuff that can stay in your body. You do see stories from time to time because I always thought that your body fights back at foreign objects that are inside of it somehow. At least I know Donna does. Thank you. Good night.
Hey.
How does he do it?
How does he do it?
He really meant good night. He's back.
I hope I die right now because that'd be a pretty cool life to go on. There you go. Well, he wasn't that funny when he was alive, but right there at the
right
end,
at
he
the
had
end.
One brief shining
he
moment.
He was turning
that
was okay. the corner.
He was turning the corner. He was starting to get good, and then we lost him. Oh, that'd be such a cool way to go.
Yeah, but didn't.
Didn't happen.
Should we wait? Just still here. See how you are? Right. Still there?
I'll let you know. I'll try to come up with another one before I do die.
All right. You should save it, though. I mean, you should bank it. Make a note or something, and then when you feel it coming on, then just throw it out.
Good.
All right. Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
Really, if this is you doing your job, you're terrible at it.
Thank you. We have Adam Sessler, who's going to
come
into the studio. Nope, that's Adam Carolla.
Nope. Different Adam.
This is Adam Sessler, who is the host of X-Play on G4, talking all about video games. He's the expert.
What's the big one? What's out right now?
I'm not sure if it's DC Universe Online or which one he's talking about today, but we'll find out, and he'll inform us of the games that are coming up. That's why we have him, so we love him. Harvey Levin from TMZ.com. All the celebrity gossip I checked out over the weekend. I don't know what happened, but Lindsay, I'm sure, did something.
Well, they had, they do this live thing where they have celebrities in the newsroom and viewers of the TV show or readers of the website can submit questions. They had Justin Bieber in there yesterday. Harvey was hanging out with the Biebs.
Yeah.
Biebs was showing off his new haircut. And apparently during that live webcast of the Bieber interview, Charlie Sheen called in.
What?
As I understand it from the recap. So we'll have to ask Harvey all about that. Charlie Sheen, by the way, certainly has a lot to say for a guy who doesn't seem to be spending most of his time getting better.
He's making rounds.
Maybe he's got all this time now where he's not drinking and doing drugs, and he's just spending it on the phone.
My guess is that this is his I'm okay tour.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Right. Like he's going around and he's showing his face a lot more just to let everybody know that he's fine, and he's kept
He's not. Maybe he wants to hang up the phone and hope that everybody has heard him and thinks, that sounds like a healthy, strong, committed to sobriety guy.
Right, and that doesn't seem to be the outcome every time he does it. But everybody goes, oh, he's got trouble. So that's not good. We have comedian Jeff Ross in the studio today.
He's the best.
He's talking about roasting dead people, which is always good because they can't defend themselves at all. So they're easy targets.
I hope he does President Martin Van Buren.
We'll put that on the list. President Martin Van Buren.
Seems like an unlikely choice, but it would be cool if he did. And he's bald!
It seems like every day we have new information about this Three Stooges remake, the movie. And it's weird rumors, like Sean Penn being one of them. Mm-hmm. And just bizarre stuff like that. So we'll talk about that today and other stuff. We're going to talk a little bit about Fruit Ninja, which is the curse of all of us.
Wait, producer Dave lined up Seth MacFarlane for us. I know that's happening, right?
Yeah, it is happening.
Because if producer Dave says he's going to get somebody on our show, I mean, he books it, right?
Right, yes.
It's in stone,
the guy that created Family Guy, Seth MacFarlane. Yeah, it's in stone Thursday.
Okay.
So...
Oh, I see. It's
It's in stone on Thursday.
Producer Dave to the rescue.
Yes. But you'll be happy to know.
Yes.
Producer Alex is back at work today.
Oh, thank God.
So most of the stuff that's on the schedule will stay where it is.
Okay, good.
In contrast to the schedule jumble that producer Dave works.
He's got about a 30% success rate once he puts something down on Pepper.
He just puts it in on a piece of paper and draws it out of a hat, and then we never know what's coming. So it's a little tiring, I got to be honest, especially when you're bleeding from every orifice. All right, we'll take a break. We will come back with the Showbiz Beat. That is next on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Neon Trees, also Smashing Pumpkins, Foo Fighters, and more. Also Muse, all on the way in the next hour here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Welcome back from the long holiday weekend. Ralph Garman joins us in studio. How was yours, Ralph? How did you enjoy your time off?
It was half and half. It was good and bad.
Huh.
Saturday night, we did the Hollywood Babylon show that I do with Kevin Smith. Had a sold-out crowd. Had a great time doing that.
So good.
Uh-huh. Sunday, I got some stuff done around the house.
So bad?
No, I like that. Okay, I like work around the house. It was good to get those projects out of the way and stuff. It was nice to spend some time at home.
And yesterday?
And yesterday, fever.
Oh, no.
Nausea.
You? Oh, no.
Melting insides.
What's happening?
Yeah. You're the one who started the sickness in the building. You're not allowed to get sick again. You've had your turn.
This was different, though. Last time it was a fever and sore throat. This time it was a fever and then something like alien inside me.
Were you bleeding from every orifice?
No blood yet. I'm checking. Oh, I'm constantly, okay. Dabbing.
Well, how do you feel now?
Looking to see if there's any blood.
Because we got these new chairs. I don't want to ruin them.
I feel exhausted, but better.
Super.
So I think maybe it was a 24-hour flu stomach bug or something. I don't know.
Are any of us in the room with you going to get sick as well?
I don't believe so. I wouldn't have come in if I thought I was contagious. The fever is gone. What it was that achy, crunchy skin feeling, where every nerve ending's on fire.
Yeah, that hurts.
And then I got to bed early last night, and I woke up this morning, and I said, all right, the fever seems to be gone, and I'm not achy anymore, so maybe it was just a food thing or something.
All right.
I don't know. But I was listening to Bean talk about his ailments, and I know Alex has been sick for a long time. And it seems like there's bad stuff in the air.
We've got to stop having sex with each other.
That's right.
That's how we spread it.
Yeah, I think we can.
We're like Quinn and Finn on Glee, you know? It's that telltale sickness that really gives you away.
I think it's interesting that Lisa never gets sick, which leads me to believe that somehow she started it. Like, somehow she's immune because it's hers, but she's able to pass it on to all of us.
Right. Yeah. I have the whatever that thing is that I've got.
Lisa's
right.
Ground Zero.
Symptoms.
Yeah. Lisa's a visitor. She goes back to one of those healing centers up in her mothership and then keeps giving us whatever we got, the red rain or whatever I had last night.
You do not want the red rain. I know that.
2 out of 3 days were good this weekend. Today, not feeling so well. Could just be getting sick because I was coming back to work, though. You never know.
Not you.
Sometimes you're like, oh, I got to go back to that place and do that thing.
No.
You
love it here.
I do.
You love us.
I like it here. You were so good up to that point. Then you ruined
Don't confuse us with the paycheck. All right?
Or the gig. I like the gig.
Yeah.
I do love you guys.
I know you do.
Yeah.
More than life.
Let's talk about sad news in the news today, shall we? Now I know maybe why I was sick yesterday. Maybe I got a feeling, a vibe, a cosmic sort of rumbling affected my stomach, my intestinal tract, because I could sense all was not right with the world.
You mean like dogs sense an earthquake?
Exactly.
You can feel something?
I think maybe I was feeling ill because I knew there was a major shift in the universe.
What's the shift?
Justin Bieber cut his hair. Oh. Can you imagine?
Wow.
What are we going to do? What are we going to do?
I'd like to start by pointing at all the people who had his hair cut and laughing. I'd like to start with that.
TMZ.com posted pictures of Justin with his new, what his handlers are calling, more mature do.
More mature?
Yeah. He got a little cut, apparently, on the set of his new video with Rascal Flatts. Oh, it just keeps getting better.
Wow!
Now we got Rascal Flatts and Justin Bieber performing together.
That sounds like a terrible idea.
Yeah. Apparently, his hair will be donated to charity to raise some cash. I bet there's plenty of 12-year-old girls out there who would pay top dollar for Justin hair. Bean.
They'd have to fight Bean for it. But.
That's right.
I have a blank check here, whatever it takes. Give me all of the Biebs hair.
So little girls everywhere are in shock, but they'll recover.
Is it radically different? Is it an afro?
It is an afro, oddly enough, yes. Right. They actually added hair somehow.
That'd be good.
Yeah. Gwen Stefani's in the news. She said she was shocked recently when she ran into a Psycho Mike-esque fan.
Uh-oh.
He came up to her just raving about his love for her, pulled off his shirt. And there, inked across his abs, was a giant portrait of her.
Wow.
She said that freaked her out a little bit.
Yeah, you think?
As I can imagine. She managed to thank him for his loyalty, and she said somehow managed to keep her composure in the face of the fact that she was staring back at herself from his stomach. That's got to be creepy.
You're
right?
The best. Somebody get me out of here.
You're so wonderful.
You're great.
Although I met a young lady at one of our broadcasts, and I think it was Miss Double December last year, who had a giant sharktopus tattoo on her thigh that she had me sign. So it's kind of flattering.
Sure.
Better sharktopus than my face, then. I get my face
right
weird.
Yeah, that's a little weird.
Yeah.
And she seemed okay.
Yeah, she seemed fine.
listen, all our listeners seem fine.
Yeah. Until you find a 4-inch knife blade in your neck. Right. And the next thing you know, you got breathing problems. Angelina Jolie's got some great news. Her in-laws are moving in.
All right.
Apparently, Brad Pitt's mom and dad are planning to relocate from their hometown of Springfield, Missouri, to the south of France to help out with the babies. That's nice when the folks come in to help babysit and whatnot.
You think Brad Pitt's dad is, perving on Brad's wife?
Oh, stop it, Kevin. Why can't it be from the kindness of their heart?
Yeah,
honey, also, the fact that they get to move out of Missouri and go to France, by the way.
Let's move over with Angelina. And Brad.
Yeah, I'm going to help her. Right. Shower. And the kids, too. I want to help with the kids.
For the kids.
Yeah. Let me ask you guys this question, since you have the experience. Do you need help as the kids get older? Are they a little bit tougher to wrangle now that maybe, you know, they're 3, 4, 5 or whatever versus when they're real little?
I think so.
Yeah, I would say so.
Once they start moving, that's when the challenge really begins.
It seems like their life is so, you know, uber busy.
I bet that, yeah, they need help on every possible level. I'm sure they have a staff of nannies and a team of people helping them out, but it's nice to have family around.
I just can't imagine how they travel as much as they do with all those kids that they take all those countries.
Yeah, they got those crates.
They do. I don't think they
put them down with the baggage.
Yeah, exactly. Fly for cheap.
Dad, seriously, you can't come in and have dinner with us every night. Go back home.
Kelsey Grammer, he is finally divorced from Camille, and apparently she got exactly what she wanted. Star Magazine is reporting that the final payout from Kelsey for the termination of their marriage so that he could marry his new girlfriend was $50 million.
Wow.
Now, reportedly, that is about half of what he earned during their 10-year marriage. They had no prenup, keep that in mind, and she was determined to get what she believed was hers, and looks like she did, a $50 million payout. I believe that's a one-time kind of, see ya, nice knowing you.
Let's write that on one of those giant mega checks.
Yeah, like Ed McMahon shows up your house with a big bouquet of balloons. You've won the lottery.
$50 million.
Yeah.
That's how much somebody didn't want to be with her. That somebody paid $50 million to not be with her.
But I think he wanted to be with the new one more than he didn't want to be with the old one.
Well, maybe.
He was in a rush to get married to the other one. Yeah. So. And how's this for a new reality TV show idea? Mobbed.
Mob.
Yeah, it's a reality show all about flash mobs. You know, where you're like in a mall and then suddenly people start dancing and performing together?
Right.
With hilarious results?
Sure.
Now there's a new TV series hosted by Howie Mandel.
What?
Called Mobbed.
No.
Yeah.
I saw episode one. It was in Cairo, I believe.
That was a different situation.
Oh.
Special guests will plan extraordinary surprises for friends, family members, loved ones, and coworkers. They'll be going about their business when suddenly, mobbed! You've been mobbed! Hello, is this thing on?
Stop it.
Apparently will air March the 31st following American Idol, so.
You've been mobbed.
You've been mobbed.
That's not the slogan, is it?
No, it hasn't, but I'm sure something will be equally lame, so wait and see. Today is Tuesday, that means new DVDs and CDs are in stores. Out on video today, Due Date with Robert Downey Jr. and Zach Galifianakis. If you didn't catch that in theaters, you can find that. Memento, the 10th anniversary edition on Blu-ray. Weeds, season 6. If you need to catch up on Weeds, you can catch that on DVD. And speaking of movies and whatnot, it seems like every week now I've got passes to give away to a very special screening of a very special film.
All right.
This one is called Take Me Home Tonight. Oh, wait, before you get too excited, I know, I too thought it was the Eddie Money Life story, but no.
That doesn't excite anyone else.
Oh, it excites everyone. Can you imagine? The biopic about Eddie Money?
No.
Rising from the streets? New York City cop?
But that's
hits
not
the
it.
Heights of musical fame and stardom?
Right, but that's
I got to write that. Okay, note to self. Eddie Money life story. All right. Take Me Home Tonight is a movie about the 80s starring Topher Grace. Anna Faris looks like a very funny cast. If you'd like to go now, we've got passes for a very special Kevin and Bean. Advance screening 1-800-520-1067 is the number to call. First 5 listeners who get through will get a pair of passes to see the very special advanced screening of Take Me Home Tonight.
That's not, you don't sing it that way. It's just the title.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Director Jonathan Demme is 67 years old today. Actor Kyle MacLachlan is 52. Comedian Rachel Dratch is 45 years old. Did you catch her on the behind-the-scenes Saturday Night Live special was on NBC this weekend? Interesting. Sort of the history of Saturday Night Live, all the different casts and all the stuff that goes on.
Steer clear of SNL.
But this was interesting because it was everything from the groundbreaking days of Chevy Chase and Bill Murray and those guys.
It was
all
like
the
a
way,
documentary?
Yeah, all the way through every cast up until the current one. It was kind of interesting to see how they put that show on and all it takes to all the backstage intrigue.
I had a lot of soccer to watch.
This was good, though.
I know, I'm just saying, so was soccer.
Jerry Ryan, actress, is 43 years old today. Hockey. Thomas Jane is 42. He from Hung. Drew Barrymore is 36 years old today. Singer James Blunt turns 34. Tom Higginson of Plain White Tees is 32. And Zach Roerig from, he's Matt from The Vampire Diaries. He's 26 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
Adam Sessler from X-Play on G4 on today's Kevin and Bean Show. Also, the Roastmaster General Jeffrey Ross will be here. Right now, though, we want to talk about an actress slash television personality, Jillian Reynolds, formerly Jillian Barbary, who people in Southern California have known for a long time because she's on a local television morning show, but she also has quite the national profile. Remember she was doing the weather every Sunday morning on the Fox pre-NFL game show?
She still does
that? Yeah.
I thought she left that a couple of years ago.
No.
I don't think she does it anymore, Ralph.
Really?
I don't think she does it anymore. She also, believe it or not, they decided they needed a weather girl at the Super Bowl. She did a bunch of the Fox Super Bowls over the past few years, too. So she's got quite a profile in sports. She used to be married to a professional baseball player. I haven't seen her in forever.
Lucky you.
What's she up to now, Ralph, that has got you so upset?
Well, you don't watch the local morning show she does here with Steve Edwards?
Yes.
I do not.
And... Dorothy Lucy. Puffy McEyeface. What's her name? Dorothy Lucy. That's it. Yeah. Looks like she went 12 rounds with Apollo Creed.
But every city has that local morning rich
cheese
TV
ball,
show.
Just forced chatter. And poor Steve Edwards. I think he's a great broadcaster, but he is bookended by these two harpies who just will not shut the F up. And they sure love them some them. I'll tell you that much. Dorothy Lucy does a lot of the entertainment news.
Mm-hmm.
And Jillian Barbary does, too. They all talk about the sort of the same puff stuff. But Jillian Barbary really thinks she is it. She thinks she is somebody. Remember those weight loss commercials she was doing a while ago? I lost 60 pounds. Yeah, because you were pregnant, and then you had the baby, and then you breastfed, and you lost the weight. Shut up. She is so incredibly annoying.
It's funny how a lot of people can say the same thing, and it won't annoy you. But when it comes from certain people...
Oh, she's just shrill, and she just thinks she's somebody, and she's just another talking head on the news. And she thinks she's way hot, and she's not nearly as hot as a lot of girls on television. So it's just, it's hard to stomach sometimes.
But at least that's all she's doing.
Right. At least she hasn't started her rap career.
What?
At least she hasn't started her rap music career where she released her new single last week.
This is the step that people who do local TV for the most part should never take.
Most people should never take
that's
this.
What I mean. Well, in general.
Anywhere, you know, across the board, you really shouldn't rap. You know, it's like
you rap if you grew up and you couldn't do anything else, you rap.
Right. Or if you come from the inner city and this is your form of expressing yourself, that's one thing. But if you're a white, privileged, arrogant chick who does the weather, you shouldn't rap.
You should look around and you should see what it sounds like when Spencer does it or when Tom Hanks' kid does it and so many others who try just because they like hip-hop music, they think they can now make hip-hop music.
Yeah.
And stupid Eminem is white, so now everybody looks at him and says, hey, white people can do it too.
It's like the Chicago Bears did their disco song, Super Bowl Shuffle. Yep. You know, just do your job. You don't need to cross over. You don't need to put your mark in the world of music by doing your own musical number. So her song is called Wake Up L.A., and if you doubt at all that she really thinks she's something, she just drops as many names as she can find to fit into this rap about all of her celebrity friends and who she's hanging out with and all of her fans and how many fans she has. And, oh, she's got fans from one part of Southern California to the other part of Southern California. And she has the balls. Well, I'll play a little piece of it, and then I'll play for you my favorite part.
What's that?
You hate it yet?
I know.
Up in the morning at 4 a.m. Out to the car for the traffic jam. Coffee in the holder with my phone in my hand. Rolling down the windows while I tweet to my fans. Radio up, Howard Stern on. Interviewing Britney while he makes fun of Bonds. Get to the station, put my game face on. Coming at you live at the break of dawn.
See, she She rhymed wakey with shaky.
With shake. Yeah, that's, you know, because she's so damn sexy. She's so hot that we all just want to hear about her tweeting her fans while she's drinking her coffee, driving in her car.
She rolls out her window and waves to her fans.
Yes, that's because nice. She's so besieged by the fans who just love her so much with her just hard-rocking, sexy self.
Now, it is, she's terrible, there's no question. It's a terrible, terrible song. But at least she has the music right out of about 1993 behind her.
I feel like I should be watching Beverly Hills Cop or something. Yeah. And this is a song while Axel is driving down the road in a Ferrari that should be playing in the background. So here she starts dropping a whole bunch of names.
I can name cities. Watch this. Wake up with the stars, warm front moving in. I got Kobe on the line and Kesha's coming in. Out in the front, we got Diddy and his bands with 40 of his rappers and 80 of his friends. This is LA and every day's new. The sun stays shining and the sky stays blue. I'm a West Coast weather chick with attitude. Enough about me, I want to talk about you.
No, you don't want to talk about me at all. Trust me. I've heard your song. All you want to talk about is how you've got Kesha coming in and you're on the phone with Kobe and Puff Daddy's out in his Mercedes Benz. You don't want to talk about me at all. I'm a weather chick with attitude.
Now,
F
what's
you.
That about?
You pompous hobag. What the hell?
That's the name of her album, by the way.
Pompous hobag,
yeah.
Oh, I couldn't believe how horrible this song is.
Now, where do they use this song? Is this in promos for her morning show?
I think she's trying to release it as a single. It's available on Amazon.com.
Yeah, like, this is the beginning of her music career.
You can buy it. I think she is dropping this hot and hard on that show, but also is expecting a little cross-promotion.
Sure.
I know a lot of celebrities, or in her case, quasi-celebrities, get tempted by music because they are fans and they love it and they want to be a part of that world. But even somebody who's generally as clueless as Tyra Banks, I mean, she put a song out and it blew and she realized she didn't have those skills. So she walked away from it and she didn't do it anymore because she sucked at it. At least she had the wherewithal to realize that.
Let's hope Jillian comes to the same conclusion.
No possible way.
Because she's a weather chick with attitude.
There's no way she
understands. But she's got Kesha coming in.
I hear you.
And Kobe on the phone.
That's crazy.
Oh, she wants to talk about us.
I want to talk about you, and then she starts with I want.
Oh, I want to get. She wants to shake us up.
Is there a music video yet? I'm sure.
I can't find it, but I'm
her
hoping there will be.
In
I'm
a
sure there will be because she thinks she's way, way hot, and she's not that much,
right?
And in the next section of the song, should we talk about how many people love her? All the fans that love her.
You know, this is really about my viewers. It's about you, not me. Like my drag queens in West Hollywood. You know who you are, Shishi LaRue. And it's about my boys, my homeboys, like Warren G down in the LBC.
Okay.
And it's about the ladies who lunch in Beverly Hills. And my homegirls in the Inland Empire. Shut up!
Take your own advice, Jillian, and shut up!
Wow.
Warren G down at LBC loves her.
Very timely. Very timely.
I can guarantee
you. Couldn't be hotter.
I can guarantee you that he's never heard of her, too. Warren G's like, what?
So this is Wake Up LA by Jillian Reynolds.
Thank you for kickstarting our new feature, Stop It, White People.
106.7 KROQ. As you know, the Foos are coming out with some new music. Very excited about that. We've got some more for you tomorrow morning here on the world-famous K-Rock. Plus, details on destination number 5 of K-Rock's World Tour 2011.
Sweet.
And I'm guessing it involves the Foo Fighters. Mm-hmm. I know how we work. So keep listening to the world-famous K-Rock. It is 23 minutes after 6.
Tuesday on the Kevin and Bean Show. Thanks a lot for tuning in. Let's gauge the temperature of the room on your interest in a Farrelly Brothers written and directed movie about the Three Stooges. What do y'all think?
I never was a fan of the Three Stooges, and I know as a man I'm supposed to be,
mm-hmm.
but I don't think I ever really watched it, so I don't really care.
Okay.
But the announcements that keep coming out are baffling to me.
How about you, Lisa? Would you go see a Three Stooges Farrelly Brothers movie?
Depends on the cast entirely.
Yeah. That's kind of how I feel, too.
Yeah.
That's kind of how I feel.
Sean Penn, if he was involved.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes,
are you kidding me? The Farrelly brothers say that it is definitely happening, and they know that we've been hearing tons of information on and off. It seems like for years, but they are in pre-production on it. They're going to shoot it later on this spring. They're going to shoot it as three episodes of the Three Stooges series back to back. So it's going to be like an episode will end and then a new episode will begin. It'll be like watching a marathon on TV rather than a biography of the Three Stooges.
Weird way to do it.
It is going to be interesting. And the story that Ralph did earlier this week that really got the Three Stooges back on our mind is that there is talk that they want Cher to play Mother Superior in the show. So in other words, she would be one of the victims of the Three Stooges and their antics. Cher in the Three Stooges movie.
Yeah.
What's up with that? So we asked producer Alex if she could line him up, and sure enough, we got the Hotline to Heaven all fired up here on the Kevin and Bean Show. We're going to check in with Larry, Mo, and Curly. It's the Three Stooges in Heaven right here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hello, guys.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. Hey, how you doing?
We're good. How are you?
Hey, guys. Leave him alone. But you do, I'll brain you.
Now that you're dead and you're in heaven, is there ever a moment's peace for you?
No. We do this stuff all the time.
Shut up, porcupine.
What are your thoughts about us making a Three Stooges movie here on Earth in the capable hands of the Farrelly brothers, who are big fans of you guys? You for it?
It all depends. Is there any moolah for us?
Any moolah for you? Well, you're dead. So I'm going, no.
Hey, spread out. You're killing me, Mo. I'll brain you, too.
Bean, we need to try and form a question that won't result in a riot.
Yes, I guess so. I'm sorry about that, guys. How about we haven't heard a lot of casting details, lots of rumors, but now they are on the record, apparently, saying that they'd like to have Cher in the movie as the Mother Superior. What do you think about that?
Cher? I'm a huge fan.
Okay.
If I could turn back time.
Oh, shut up, you. Hey, leave him alone. I'm myrtleized you. Oh, Mo, you're killing me.
Who wouldn't want to see 90 minutes of this? I mean, come on.
Finally.
How about...
Hey, stop it, you two.
What's happening?
Did we call it a bad time, guys?
Yes.
How about who are they talking about Sean Penn playing? Which one of you guys?
Why do you keep asking questions when the answer's always going to be the same?
That's a good question.
You're killing me with these questions.
Because we could listen to this all morning.
Hey, spread out, you two. Come here, porcupine. Mo, you're killing me.
Okay. Well, apparently we got all the answers we're going to get out of the Three Stooges in Heaven, I guess. Thanks, you guys. You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on a Tuesday. Our friend comedian Jeffrey Ross on his way down here. In about 20 minutes, he'll be in to talk about Roast in Peace. He's roasting dead people now, which I imagine is opens up a whole new universe of people that you can make fun of that you don't have to worry about suing you. So anyway, that's coming up in about 20 minutes. Ralph has the showbiz beat in minutes two here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Right now, though, time for the Kevin and Bean Afro Line, 323-520-AFRO. That's our number. You call us. We play back your messages on the air.
Any topic is fine. I guess this guy was complaining when Bean said he flew down to San Francisco and then he came to Los Angeles for the singles party, is what I'm guessing. But Bean really doesn't fly all that much and hates to do it. But this guy takes umbrage with that.
I'm sick and tired of hearing about Bean flying everywhere. You like to brag about flying everywhere? Well, guess what? Now I'm about to brag about how I'm getting it in while you're gone. Yeah. And also with your dog, too. Oh, what then, fool? What then? Yeah.
What's he talking about?
I'll explain off the air.
I wasn't bragging about flying. I think I was saying I thought that was likely where I got sick, where I picked up something from one of the passengers on the plane. Believe me, I was no fan of that.
I'm just saying, check your dogs. All right. Text a landline.
Bean's got Bieber fever. F*** you, Bean. F***
you so much.
I agree with her. Her wow.
Whoever texted that, I agree.
Hey, Kevin and Dean, I have a new nickname for Dave the King of Mexico.
All right, so Dave the King of Mexico saw the Mexicutioner and started using that nickname, although it's an MMA fighter. So the MMA fighter gave him 10 days. The 10 days are up, so now we're looking for a new name.
How about Justin Beaner?
Justin okay. Beaner.
Not bad.
Not bad. It's all right.
You know what? It's unfair that you guys get crap from people all the time saying your show sucks.
Thank you.
I think your show is pretty awesome for the most part. Well, except when it sucks, which I guess that's kind of all the time. Never mind. What channel is Big Boy on?
Wow. We have been damned with faint praise.
Wow. Foos have been playing a lot of surprise shows as their new album is coming out.
Oh my God. Foo Fighters at the Troub. So awesome. Kevin, what did you think?
A little behind the scenes. I used to get a heads up on all of that, and for some reason I've been left out. I don't know if I'm being fired or what, but
I haven't been able to find out where they were playing. Really? So then everybody comes in.
Your name used to be on the list, and now you can't even find out where the shows are going to be, much less where the list is.
Correct. I don't know why I'm not included, but it is a little frustrating.
Hey, you guys. Just calling to say I like your show. I think you guys are hilarious. Ow. Kevin. Dang, Kevin. You and your big head. You can hit people even through the phone. Big head weirdo guy. Hey, Lisa, I got a big head too.
Oh, dear.
Wow.
Fail. That's epic fail.
Remember we were talking last week to a guy, maybe it was the week before, I can't remember, but Meatwater. Remember that dude?
Yes.
Fake dude.
So I was listening to your guys' podcast the other day, and you were talking to the Meatwater guy, and he said that he had the hot dog flavored water. And I wondered if when you bought the hot dog flavored water, if he sent a box of chocolate starfish to go with it, and Limp Bizkit, and...
Wow. File.
Oh, file. Right? Whoa.
Yeah.
I don't know if we have that guy's number, but file is right.
I would like to say the one thing that we haven't had enough of in 2011. I'm sorry. The one thing we haven't had enough of in 2011.
All right. What do you think this guy is going to say? What has there not been enough of since January 1st?
I can't imagine.
Is what you're making. Get on it.
What you making? Fruitcake.
Yeah.
What you baking? Fruitcake. Candy cherries, red dye number two. Green cherries, green ones too. It's fruitcake.
I'm sad that Fred Schneider's fruitcake song is only going to be played around the holidays, because for me, that's year-round.
It is a Christmas song. You do listen to Christmas songs year-round, but most of us don't.
Right.
But that's so good bad.
What a shame. What a shame to not be playing that in February.
This guy wasn't sure that we would play it, so he called back.
What you making? Fruitcake. What you making? Fruitcake.
So you got that. And then our man, Dewan.
Oh, Dewan.
Called us with a little song.
Hey, guys, this is Dewan. Like to sing this song for you. I'm not your daddy, I'm your grandpa. I'm not your daddy, I'm your grandpa. Go, grandpa. Go, grandpa. Go, grandpa. Go, grandpa.
Anyone? What the? Anyone?
Anyone?
Mike, do you know?
No. Wow.
It has to be an existing song. There's no way he wrote it. Right?
Yeah, must be from something.
Hey, guys, this is Dewan. Like to sing this song for you. I'm not your daddy, I'm your grandpa. I'm not your daddy, I'm your grandpa. What? Go, grandpa. Go, grandpa. Go, grandpa. Go, 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 grandpa.
Okay. Good times.
Noted. 323-520-AFRO. Hey! 106.7.
Strong.
K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and it is 10 minutes till 7.
Get a lot of emails and texts and tweets from listeners who are letting us know that Dewan's little song that he was singing on the Afro line a few minutes ago was actually from a Geico commercial, which seems like a random thing to kind of attach yourself to and get excited about.
Go, Grandpa! Go, Grandpa! Go, Grandpa! Go, 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 Grandpa!
Okay.
All right.
So now we know. The Roastmaster General, Jeffrey Ross, coming up after the top of the hour here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Right now, Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat on a Tuesday. What's happening?
Speaking of songs, remember we played that little piece of magic from Jillian Reynolds.
Oh, yes.
Not too long ago. She mentions how Warren G's giving her a shout-out down from the LBC.
Right.
Down in Long Beach.
Right. Uh-huh.
This comes from listener Nolan, which I appreciate. Actually, Ralph, Warren G lives in Ladera Ranch, a beautiful master-planned community just south of Coto de Caza. I've seen his wife and kids a couple times at the Wells Fargo by my house. So apparently Warren's no longer in the LBC. He's rocking it in a gated community now. So maybe she doesn't know him just as well as she might say.
She's got Kobe, though.
She does have Kobe on the phone, and Kesha's coming in.
Right, that's
and
happening.
P. Diddy's out in his Benz with his friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. She needs to stop. All right, let's talk about showbiz news, shall we? Can I get a little volume on my sound effect machine over here? Can we do that? There we go.
Yes.
Thank you, Kevin.
Of course.
Thanks for playing our
game.
Sorry
about
that. I appreciate it. It's the most wonderful time of the year. If you are a TV geek like I am, the Paley Fest is just around the corner. For those who don't know, the Paley Center is formerly known as the Museum of Television and Radio, and they are an amazing organization that celebrates all things radio and television, as you can imagine. And every year they do the Paley Fest, which is an evening with the cast and creators of some of your favorite TV shows. I go to a bunch of them because it's always fascinating. It's at a small venue. You get to see the cast of your favorite shows, hear the creators talk about how the show came about. They take Q&A from the audience. It's a great way to spend an evening if you are a fan of these particular shows. Well, we're going to give out tickets for all of the events that are coming up from March 4th through the 17th at the Saban Theater here in Beverly Hills. Saban Theater, I guess it is, in Beverly Hills. If you want tickets, you can go to paleycenter.org, although many of the shows, I'm sure, are sold out by now. But I've got tickets for all of the events. I'm going to start giving them away with trivia questions starting today. I'll be doing it all week long. Let's start by giving away some tickets for an evening with True Blood. How about that?
Oh.
How about True Blood?
When does that come back?
Wildly popular show over there on HBO. Anna Paquin, of course. Stephen Moyer. Boy, it's a good show. Produced by Alan Ball, who also gave us 6 Feet Under. Amazing show, True Blood. Here's your trivia question. I only have two pairs of tickets to give, so the first two people through with the correct answer will be our winners. But True Blood is based on what series of novels? What is the name of the series of novels that True Blood is based on? If you know the answer to that, call now 1-800-520-1067. And if you're one of the first two to get through, I'll give you a pair of passes to spend the evening with the cast and creators of True Blood. I'd like to spend an evening with Anna Paquin.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
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 Did it all for the sookie. You know what I'm saying?
File.
Come on!
Come on.
That's her name on the show!
I know that's her name, but you're going back to a Limp Bizkit song!
Charlie Sheen wants to make another sequel to Major League.
Because we've all been demanding it?
Yes. He says he's doing everything in his power to continue the saga of Rick Wild Thing Vaughn. He thinks people would like to see another chapter in that pitcher's life.
But isn't he in his 50s now?
Yes. Charlie, I guess he's pushing 50. I think he's like 46, 47. But apparently he thinks that Rick Vaughn still has a draw for audiences, and they're dying to see the next installment of Major League.
I thought they were good movies.
The first one was.
First one I remember being great. Second one I don't remember being awful, but I don't remember very much about it either. Okay.
Third one is unnecessary.
Oh, there was a third one too?
Okay. No. He wants to make the third one. That would be very unnecessary. Spider-Man, Turn Off the Dark. Still in trouble.
Still in the dark?
Still in trouble. Well, they've been up and running, but they've got all kinds of issues. They had another Spider-Man dangling over the audience last week. Now they've brought in someone new to rewrite the dialogue for the musical. Is that a good sign when you're opening March the 15th?
Well, I don't think so, because haven't they been in rehearsals now for...
They've been in what they call previews, where they're trying to test the show out before they officially open on March the 15th.
But for a couple of months,
Yeah, wow. They decided now they're going to rewrite the show. And just announced today, Bono and The Edge have asked several people to step in and help them rework the music as well. A guy named Paul Bogave, and also one of their producers from Steve Lillywhite, I think, is also being brought in to help.
Huge producer, yeah.
Help work up the music, tweak it a little bit.
I have a clip if you'd like to hear.
A song from Spider-Man Turn Off the Dark?
Yes.
I'd love to hear that.
I think that's Bono.
They want your line of sell, pass the best to the safe in the order. Everybody say line of sell, pass the best to the safe in the order. Everybody say line of sell, pass the best to the safe in the order.
Is that the Green Goblin?
Don't change a thing.
Is that the Green Goblin there? Who's
I can't
singing?
Tell who that is.
Justin Bieber wants more of your money.
Doesn't he have it all?
No, he wants more.
What's a Bieber?
Apparently, this Friday, they are re-releasing Never Say Never, the documentary about his life.
Oh, thank God. I hope they added some new footage.
That's exactly what they've done, Bean.
But wait. Really?
The director's cut of Never Say Never will open in theaters beginning Friday.
When?
It's been out less than 2 weeks.
I know. It was out a week ago Friday, right?
Yes, I believe it was.
This is the fastest ever.
Director John Chu has added 40 minutes of new footage.
40 minutes? Are you kidding me?
Says being the guy that liked it.
But they've cut out 30 minutes of the original footage, so it ends up just being 10 minutes longer than the original run. So instead of 105 minutes, it'll be 115 minutes.
Oh, my God.
New 3D director's cut of Never Say Never will open in theaters for 1 week beginning this Friday, so you have to see it again. If you're a real Bieber fan, you must go back and see it again.
That's a cash grab like I've never seen.
What a sad,
that's unbelievable.
Sad thing.
I will say, though,
you're going to go.
$11 million to make, and they're expecting it's going to make about 60 in the theater before they even get the DVD and sales and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
so hugely profitable.
Well, he's got that.
He's a moneymaker.
Monster hit.
It's hard not to sing
along. They're including that in the new director's cut. They're going to see the new video for that song. Speaking of music, Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Yeah.
Have announced they're almost done with their new album. And
a clip if you'd like.
There's a working title for it.
Okay.
Anthony Kiedis told Spin Magazine that the name of the album is Dr. Johnny Skin's Disproportionately Rambunctious Polar Express Music Head.
Nope. I thought John Frusciante had left the band.
No word on when Dr. Johnny Skin's Disproportionately Rambunctious Polar Express Music Head will be released, but apparently it's coming along splendidly, and of course they have new guitarist John Klinghoffer, who replaced John Frusciante.
Just guessing here, but that's not the final title.
That's what they say.
Yeah.
Anthony, what does that mean, Dr. Johnny Skin's Disproportionately Rambunctious Polar Express Music Head?
When I think about it, it means make it a bang a bing ding whack a bang dang dang freaking boo ding dang ding dong 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 California.
Wow, that makes sense.
Yeah.
All right, let's give away our True Blood ticket, shall we? An evening with True Blood, thanks to the people at the Paley Center. PaleyCenter.org. You can go for more details for Paley Fest 2011. Lauren? Lauren?
Yes.
Are you a True Blood fan?
Yes, I am.
What's the name of the series of novels the TV series is based on?
Mysteries.
I'm sorry, what again?
The Southern Mysteries?
The Southern something Mysteries?
Southern Vampire Mysteries, yes. I'm assuming that's what you said.
We're losing her.
So you're breaking up, but we assume that you're right, and so we're going to give you a pair of passes. You get to spend the evening with the cast and creators of True Blood.
Yes!
All right, good luck. Ready to put you on hold real quick so we can get your info.
She's very excited.
You go away.
Yes. And congratulations to the other person who also won.
Kristen.
There we go. Today's celebrity birthdays, James Blunt is 34 years old today. Actress Drew Barrymore is 36. Thomas Jane turns 42. Jerry Ryan is 43 years old. Comedian Rachel Dratch from Saturday Night Live is 45. Kyle MacLachlan is 52. And director Jonathan Demme celebrates his 67th birthday today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
You are listening to the world-famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ at 7 minutes after 7 o'clock.
Adam Sessler is the host of X-Play on G4. He joins us next hour on the Kevin and Bean Show. Also, Harvey Levin from DMZ.com coming up. It's Tuesday. Been a while since we had him on. In fact, it's his first appearance of 2011. Ladies and gentlemen, the Roastmaster General, Jeffrey Ross, joins us here on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Kevin and Bean family, hello.
How are you, man?
I'm good. Real good.
Great. Great to see you, man. This Friday, you're doing something completely new and different for you. At the Comedy Store in Hollywood, you're roasting dead people.
A totally live roast of completely dead people.
Okay.
It's the comic's way of putting a nail in the coffin, dealing with our emotions, and getting it out there.
Because you still hurt?
Because some of this still hurts, and it's a good way. This is how comics deal with our pain. And I feel like it's also a way for people who've never get to see a live roast to come see, you know, kind of the feel and the roasty vibe live.
And is some of it also that you have a lot of lingering hatred for that whore Betsy Ross, and this is your opportunity to really take it out on her?
I'm taking her down. My great great grandmother, that super slut who went down on George Washington.
Easy. I'm guessing that hasn't been done up until this point because the dead can't defend themselves. So everyone else says...
But the Live can't defend themselves against Jeffrey Ross either, by the way.
So I figure you're right. You're right. True. So it's an even playing field.
And, right.
You know, when else am I going to get to roast, like, you know, Michael Jackson and Hitler and Brittany Murphy?
Oh, man.
And Kurt Cobain. I don't even know who. I mean, I've been getting a lot of suggestions on Twitter and stuff, but...
People have been sending you their suggestion of who you should roast?
Yeah.
Bean had one. What was yours today, Bean? It was...
Well, I said President Martin Van Buren clearly has it coming. But no, seriously, how is it gonna work? Because usually when you do your roasts, whether they're on TV or, you know, you do them, privately, the Friars Club or something like that, you've got a person that everybody knows in advance you're going to come to roast this guest of honor.
Right.
How is it going to work on Friday?
Well, I'll do a little warm-up. My sidekick is going to be none other than Jesus Christ. So,
I'm sorry?
The most beloved dead person of all time will be the sidekick on the show.
Okay.
And we will, at some point,
so
present...
So you can see how that's going to begin. Yeah. You can see where it's going to go from there.
We're going to have a dais of death, and, pictures of the celebrities will come up, and I'll roast them as I see fit.
Okay.
At the end of roasting all the dead people, we'll roast some live people... In the audience, speed roasting members of our audience
speed
come to the show.
All right.
And then at the end, we'll all sing Knocking on Heaven's Door.
It's going to be spiritual.
It's going to be spiritual.
And hold hands? That's sweet.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Now, this comes under the umbrella of the Adam Carolla Show, and you can buy tickets through adamcarolla.com for Roast in Peace happening this Friday night at 8 at the Comedy Store on Sunset Boulevard. Now, is the Ace Man going to be there, too?
I don't know. Who knows? You know, he's like a ghost itself, so maybe in spirit.
People don't see him very often anymore.
There'll be some surprise guests.
All right.
That I can assure you. It's going to be a worthy comedy experiment. You know, it wasn't my idea, but I said I like this. It could be really different and cathartic. And for people who haven't seen a roast, they'll get a chance to come. And who knows? Maybe it'll be bad karma for me, or maybe I'll live to see another Roast in Peace.
Probably not. It probably will be bad karma. How did you get started in the roast world? Because that seems to be your niche.
Ah. Well, you know,
what was the first one?
The first one was Steven Seagal. He was he had a movie in 1995 called
it's three words, whatever it is.
Oh man, what was
Back
it?
In Action?
It was just
hard to kill.
It was above hard to kill. Easy to roast. I think
it doesn't matter what it was.
And they couldn't get people. You know, there was a lot of older guys at the Friars Club. It wasn't on TV or anything.
Oh, I see.
And I got the call because it was the year before. Like, they had Ted Danson wore blackface, and people walked out on the roast of Whoopi Goldberg. So nobody wanted to do it. It was too much of a hot button.
Right. Even though it wasn't on TV at that point.
Right.
Okay.
So they said, well, we'll try some new people this year. Milton Berle was the roast master, and he brought me out. I had my one good suit on. I didn't know anybody. Steven Seagal sitting there. He's so intimidating, wearing his Asian tuxedo and his ponytail. And I'll replace the curse word, and you'll know where it is. But I looked at the whole audience of 2,000 people, and I said, I looked at Steven Seagal, and I said, a lot of you don't know me, but I feel uniquely qualified to be here today because I'm also a crappy actor. And I was off and roasting.
Did you see the recent Anderson Silva? Do you watch MMA?
No.
Anderson Silva is the reigning champ.
Uh-huh.
Steven Seagal was in his corner.
Is that right?
Yeah, like 2 weeks ago. And then he came out afterwards and said that Steven Seagal showed him a move, like he was really still involved in training him.
Really?
Steven Seagal, this right now.
See, now I have a special affection for these martial arts guys because I'm a black belt in karate.
And you're not at
I
all,
am.
Even close.
Yes. Yeah, so wait, am I technically still a black belt if it doesn't fit around my waist anymore? And this is why I have no fear of repercussions when I talk smack about people, because I can take care of myself.
I see. You're a black belt.
That's why I wasn't afraid to have, 20... people on stage at your April Foolishness last year at once.
Right, right.
Making fun of them off the cuff, like machine gun style.
Yeah, that would scare me, but I don't have your skills, so.
I'm going to try it again at the Comedy Store.
Just bring them up and just have at them.
We'll have a little extra security if it gets crazy.
All right.
Let live people, dead people, whatever it is.
All right.
By the way, your followers on Twitter, who obviously, admire you and your roasting skills, they do some pretty good roasting of their own. I mean, some of the stuff that they were giving you over the weekend on Hitler was really funny stuff.
I know. People are saying I should roast Hitler, so that should be, finally a Jew gets to roast a German.
Right. See?
Hitler.
And everyone's on your side. It's not like anybody's going to feel bad for Hitler. You can pull out all the stops, right?
I'll roast him like he was in show business. You know, he sold out soccer stadiums. He had his own salute. He's like the Dane Cook of dictators.
Roast in Peace is happening this Friday night at 8 o'clock on stage at the Comedy Store in Hollywood. Get all the information and tickets at adamcarolla.com. A quick break. More with our guest, Jeffrey Ross, the Roastmaster General, right after this on the Kevin and Bean. You're going to have to go on without me here, Kevin. They're doing a countdown to the royal wedding on the Today Show right now. So I got to pay attention to that. It's only like 79 days to go. I need every last detail.
I think NBC has staked their entire future on this wedding that all of us care about.
And they certainly seem to think
unbelievable.
Yes.
They do a story on it in the morning. They do a story on it in the afternoon. They do a story on it at night. And it's not till the end of April. And I don't care even if it was today.
Unless she's getting some weird plastic surgery or something.
All right, now I'm in. But
yeah,
she's
put
not.
Kate on bridalplasty. Now I'll watch.
Right.
Our guest in studio on the Kevin and Bean Show is the always hilarious Jeffrey Ross, who's trying something new. It's Roast in Peace this Friday night at the Comedy Store on Sunset Boulevard. Tickets available through adamcarolla.com. It sounds like an awesome, awesome time. And by the way, speaking of roast, I understand you got Donald Trump coming up in a couple of weeks, which is, talk about a guy. I mean, some roasts have to be more difficult than others to prepare for. He has so much to make fun of, right?
Well, first of all, you know, we're roasting a billionaire during a recession. So you have a leg up.
Sure.
There's an angle here. And he's been roasted, in the public for years. So people are very familiar. So I think it's going to be a home run.
Do you know him?
I do.
You know him well.
I've worked for him before. I've been on his plane. I've been to Mar-a-Lago. He loves comedy, so he'll take comedians with him to his private clubs to perform for rich people. And it's always fun. He's always a good sport. He's a little intimidating.
Does he live crazy rich? Like, we would be shocked at how expensive his lifestyle is?
We fly down on his plane. There's like a Matisse painting behind you. Everything is gold. It's very over the top.
Yeah, and just the building in New York is so obnoxious. And it is all gold. I mean, it's just so...
He's kind of got the same taste that you'd imagine Saddam Hussein had,
Yes, absolutely.
So you get down there and he invites me to a cocktail party. It's 95 degrees and you're in South Florida and everyone is wearing a jacket and tie.
Wow.
And you're just sweating your shushushushaw off and it's like, what? I don't get it.
How
Rich
many
people
times,
are uncomfortable.
How many times have you been to his house?
I guess I've hung out with him maybe it was a long weekend, so.
Right.
Yeah, it was cool.
Did you have to put out, or?
No, I didn't have to put out. He let me bring a friend. He gave me a Cadillac to drive around in all weekend.
Unbelievable.
It was very
and then just discard it at the end because he doesn't want it back? Is that how he does it?
He rolls heavy, man.
He does.
He's full-on billionaire.
His new season of Celebrity Apprentice that debuts in a couple of weeks looks incredible. Have you been seeing the promos with
Meatloaf
and everybody?
Yeah,
oh,
they look
my
really
God,
good.
It looks awesome. I can't wait for that.
It does look better than any before. I was on and off depending on who was on, the show.
Right.
But this one does look like maybe it's better than ever.
All right, speaking of celebrities, you were hanging out at the I watched because our mutual buddy Jimmy Kimmel was the coach of the team for one of the teams in the Celebrity All-Star Game at the NBA All-Star Game this week. And it was hilarious to watch, by the way. And what about Bieber getting Most Valuable Player? What's that deal?
I thought he was well-deserved. I thought that was some impressive moves he had on
Kevin,
the court.
Kevin, did you see him making three-point shots during that All-Star game?
He has the cutest little tushy I've ever seen in my entire life.
What were you doing?
I like to give him a three-point shot.
Were you there just as a spectator, or were you there in some official capacity?
I got a ticket from a buddy at the last minute, so I'd never been to an All-Star game. It's a lot like going to the Super Bowl. You see Josh Groban knocked it out of the park, sang the national anthem, but the bar is very low now. All you have to do is get the lyrics right. And people are like, wow, he was amazing.
He got the lyrics right. That's good enough.
John Legend was drunk. He spilled a beer all over the court, and Stevie Wonder was facing the wrong way.
Really?
Wow.
No one told him?
Stevie does that comedy all the time now. It's like, all right, Stevie, you're blind.
I know. We get it.
We get it.
It was fun. Rihanna, it was really cool to see her live, and I had a good time.
You mentioned John Legend. Was he there with his girlfriend?
Christy.
Oh, man.
She's pretty hot.
Yeah.
She's on Sports Illustrated or something?
Yeah, she's in the magazine.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Ask me if I read it.
Did you read it?
I ruined it.
For everyone?
No, just my own personal copy.
Good.
You guys are fun.
I was going to throw mine out. So,
since the last time we talked to you, you have made another one of your trips to the service people, this time overseas, right? You went to visit one of the hospitals in Germany this time around, is that right?
Yeah, me and a bunch of other comics. We went to an Adam Duritz from Counting Crows. We all went to a Landstuhl Medical Center, which is the American military hospital in Germany, where anybody who gets injured in Iraq or Afghanistan, or half the cast of Spider-Man on Broadway, amazing hospital in Germany, right out of the war zone. So they have something called the Wounded Warrior, I guess it's the Compassion Fatigue Program, where you go do shows for people with...
You've done this more than once, haven't you?
Oh, yeah. I'll go down to Walter Reed when I'm in D.C. in a couple weeks. You know, once you get into the troop stuff, you don't come out of it because you just want to keep...
They don't let you, or...
It's just a love affair, you know? It's like you go for guilt, and then you keep going for the right reasons. And, you know, you start meeting soldiers everywhere you go. They come to my shows. You know, it's just, it becomes a lifelong relationship.
Oh, that's cool.
You can't really say no to that.
Are you a little bit worried to be a Jew in a hospital in Germany? Does that bother you?
That was a little tricky. You know what? After I did the American hospital there, a buddy of mine, we took a 5-hour train to Berlin. I'd never been to Berlin. And there's a the whole city, we found a English-speaking open mic in East Berlin.
Oh, my God.
So I talk my way on stage.
What?
It's like the worst show you've ever seen in your life, the worst open mic. And I start to get the crowd. They're understanding me. They're going with my flow.
They speak English well enough?
Right.
Okay.
And it was like young Berliners in East Berlin who spoke a little bit of English. And I'm doing my act, and it's all working out. I'm making fun of the MC. They're digging it. And then I do one reference about Hitler.
Yeah.
And it was like, whoop.
That doesn't go over well.
And then I literally said, too soon, and then they laughed. They are not ready to laugh about Hitler in Berlin. It's official.
Okay. I'm glad you have noted that. That's good.
That's a good tip for anyone going there.
Yeah, well, don't mention the Holocaust.
All right.
That is that's awesome how much you do for the troops. And, of course, it's even more awesome how much they do for us, Jeff. So I'm
glad
to hear that.
It's a two-way street. We're on the same team, Kevin and Bean. You know that.
Now, Roast in Peace sounds awesome. It's going to be at the Comedy Store, 8433 Sunset Boulevard, this Friday night. Now, you go to adamcarolla.com for details and tickets. Is that a big room? Should people buy today if they want to get in?
Well,
it's going to sell out, right?
It's going to be really a zoo, but I wanted everyone who wants to go to try to get in. So we do it in the big room. It's like 400 seats.
All right.
We made it cheap because it's an experiment.
Right. It sounds
never
awesome.
Tried it before.
It's going to be hair-raising, goose-bumping, very peculiar. I hope I get out of there alive. I will be saying some very evil things on stage.
No, not you.
You're the best, man. Thanks a lot for coming
Love
in today.
Love you guys.
Thank you, man.
Adam Sessler, host of X-Play on G4, joins us in about 20 minutes or so here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Too bad he's not here with us right now, because I'm sure he's got an opinion on Fruit Ninjas versus Angry Birds. But this has just been the biggest thing in the app gaming world. What?
All of my friends are so much better at Fruit Ninjas. So they come in, they go, hey, I got 520. I'm like, I'm stuck in the 200s. I got the 550. I was like, come on now. Stop getting so good at it.
The Angry Birds has been the biggest game that people have been playing on their phones for, it seems like, for years. I'm sure it hasn't been that long. But it was recently gave up the top spot. Apparently, the Fruit Ninja sold over 6 million downloads in the last 10 months. Over 6 million. And it's as stupid as it sounds
if
you haven't played it. I mean, you are slicing fruit. I mean, that's what the game is.
With your finger.
Yeah, with your finger. That's the game.
It really is dumb. But once you get into it, you can't get out. You're stuck.
Yeah.
Now, I did hear that they were going to make an Angry Birds movie at one point. I don't know if that is still happening, but it is unbelievably popular around the world. And we thought we'd find out what it must be like for the poor Angry Bird to have lost the top spot of the downloaded games. And I believe producer Alex has lined up the Angry Bird on the phone with us here on the Kevin and Bean Show right now. Hey, how are you, Angry Bird?
What? Why are you bothering me?
Well, we're just curious. You took over.
We're just curious. Screw you.
You took over the world, and now
it
looks like Fruit Ninja has taken your crown.
So stupid.
It is stupid.
You're just cutting fruit.
I agree. It's ridiculous.
That's not a ninja. That's a chef. That's a guy who's getting a buffet ready in Vegas, just cutting up the cantaloupe.
That's true.
It's really, not a game. I'm a game. I break down buildings and kill pigs.
But
that game, you sons of a bitch.
Now, are you tired of the catapult, though? I mean, don't you get tired of being catapulted into a building?
No, because I get to kill pigs, and that's all I care about. I get to break pig houses and pig buildings and kill them.
Why do you hate pigs?
Because pigs stink.
wallow around their own filth.
Okay.
They're pigs. God, they're pigs. I hate them.
All right. How did you get to be so angry? What makes the birds so angry? I've never understood that.
Lots of drinking.
Oh, sure.
Abusive okay. Abusive family. My dad was abusive son of a bitch.
Oh, wow. I didn't know any of that. I'm so
he was a son of a bitch. Wow. I was so ready to get out of the nest.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, listen, I hope this isn't going to be appear insensitive to you, but we thought it might be nice for the first time to give you the opportunity to talk to the Fruit Ninja. We actually have the Fruit Ninja on the other line.
No!
You mind if we bring him up?
No!
Look, you guys can get along.
No, we can't.
You're still doing well.
No, I hate the Fruit Ninja.
Oh. It's okay. You're number two. That's still really, really good. Fruit Ninja, can you hear us okay?
Hello.
Hi, Fruit Ninja.
Hello, I'm Ninja.
Hi, you're a ninja. Fruit Ninja, say hello to the angry bird. He's on the other line.
Hi, angry bird. Screw you! Go cut a banana.
Oh, so angry.
Oh, look, I swipe my finger. I cut fruit. What is that? It's not a game. It's a recipe.
Ooh.
You need to relax.
It really is the most addictive, least best game ever.
It's
absurd.
I come from long line of great ninja, pedigree of thousands of years of ninja. You throw fruit at me, chop it.
Right, but do you have to be a ninja to cut fruit? I mean,
I cut anything that come my way. I cut, chop it up. You throw something at me, that's great. You have all the skills of Martha Stewart. You're a Martha Stewart ninja. You're the Rachel Ray of ninjas. I love Martha Stewart. I love Rachel Ray.
Oh, God, I hate you so much.
All right, okay.
I'm a stylish fruit ninja. Come on,
let's make a movie about my game. And I make a movie about you. Angry Birds the movie. Gibson.
I would pay to go see that. That's awesome.
As would I. All right, so you're two not going to get along. Maybe we should just move on.
Screw you.
All right. Okay. Seth MacFarlane, creator of Family Guy and Dad.
Nope.
What?
Nope.
Seth MacFarlane's not the creator of Family Guy?
He is. But he won't be on our show today.
He's joining us on Thursday, is what I was going to say. He's going to be here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Other guests this week include our friend Dr. Drew, Jimmy Kimmel, LaQuisha reviewing the Jersey Shore, and the greatest human that ever lived, Mr. Skin, with his annual Anatomy Awards. That's going to be happening later this week, too. Adam Carolla joins us tomorrow.
We wrongly jumped on Bean because he was scheduled today.
I thought maybe Bean was reading from an old list.
No.
Yeah.
Hey, look, I know about the producer Dave, the butterfly effect. I got that. Okay. Believe me.
Producer Dave. Guests will cancel. Ratings will plummet. Producer Dave.
I think Dave honestly just likes to tell us what he thinks we want to hear, and he just worries about the repercussions later when it turns out to not be true. I think that's what happens. 85%
tentative.
He did at one point tell us 85% tentative, and we said, describe that. How does that work?
And he always says it's not his fault, but don't you get that sense that somewhere along the line it's a phone call he slept through? Or a message he didn't respond to, that somehow, some way along the chain of command,
however small,
he dropped the ball somehow, right?
I get the impression that Alex, producer, thank God she's back today, nurtures the relationships a little more tidily than maybe Dave does when he's in charge. Yeah. That's all. All right.
Dave plays Farmville. He doesn't have time. He's got to harvest crops.
He does have to harvest his raspberries.
Still.
Ralph is here now with the Showbiz Beat on a Tuesday, Kevin and Beach.
That's not a euphemism either, by the way, harvesting your raspberries. Before I get to the Showbiz news, I am going to be giving away all this week, and probably some of next at least, tickets to the Paley Fest 2011. The Paley Fest is a television festival organized by the Paley Center for Media. You can go to paleycenter.org for more details. But it's a great event that you do it every March where they take some of the best TV shows, past and present, and you get to spend an evening with the cast and creators of those shows. And these tickets always sell out. They're always hard to get. So I like to put some aside and give them out to some of our listeners because these are the hardcore fans for these shows who like to spend an evening listening to how the shows were created, talking to the cast, and you get to ask questions from the audience as well. So it's a great evening if you're a TV fan like I am. I've got tickets for The Walking Dead. How about that?
Such a good show.
Now we have hardcore Walking Dead fans out there in the audience. It happens on March the 4th. I've got two pairs of tickets to give away to the first two callers who have the correct answer to this trivia question. It's pretty simple. You just have to name for me the creator of the Walking Dead comic book that was the source for the movie. If you know who the name of the creator of the Walking Dead comic book is, call now 1-800-520-1067. I was trying to get Omar to pull the piece of tape when we were in Las Vegas, and Kevin was trying to introduce this gentleman. We talked to him on the air, and I'll tell you what happened afterwards. He couldn't find the tape, unfortunately, though, but it was fascinating.
Oh, man. I've had a little drink.
Kevin was drunk.
How dare you?
Natalie Portman is talking about her new movie, Thor.
Oh, yeah.
Thor, of course, the thunder god of Asgard.
He's got the hammer. You know Thor's hammer, right?
I've seen the trailer.
Yeah.
What is it? Just a special big hammer? What's the?
It's the hammer.
What power
of
does
Thor?
I know, but what's the power? Is it just a big hammer?
No, it gives him superhuman strength.
Okay.
It's from the gods, from the Norse gods.
Okay, but if somebody else
he's
got
a
their
god
hands
on Earth,
would they get?
No, they can't
strength?
Wield okay. the Thor, the hammer of Thor.
I don't
Thor.
Know. I'm just trying to catch up.
Yeah. I used to call that my penis. It's a nickname with the hammer of Thor. By the way, Natalie Portman co-stars as the love interest of Thor, and she said it was nice for her to do a movie that where the guys had a harder time with their costumes than the women did. Apparently, the guys had to be screwed into these suits of armor, and then they wouldn't be able to go to the bathroom for like 15 hours at a shot.
Oh, no.
So they wouldn't drink or anything because they were afraid they would have to have their suits dismantled in order to go to the bathroom.
It's an hour-long process?
Yeah. So she said it was easy for her. She just got to wear sweatpants and flannel shirts for most of the shoot, and everyone else was doing the pee-pee dance. So it's nice that she had a little bit of a break because, you know, last time she was in a movie, she had feathers sticking out of her and
That's
stuff.
That's true.
So. Good for her.
I'm just happy to see Natalie Portman working again because it's been so long since The Other Woman came out.
It's been a week since she's had a movie.
That, since No Strings Attached came out. I'm just excited to see her back up on the big screen.
Look, she's going to have a baby. She's got to pack in all the movies she can now before she starts being all big. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Just saying, you get big.
Right.
Amanda Seyfried is also in the news. She, of course, from Mamma Mia and Big Love, right? She was the kid in Big Love. She's got a new movie coming out called Red Riding Hood. Have you seen this? Sort of an adult updating of the Little Red Riding Hood mythos.
Yeah.
This time the wolf is a werewolf, and she's still Red Riding Hood.
Right.
She's got a red hood on.
Right.
And apparently there's a hot, hot sex scene between her and the wolf.
Yeah!
Right. Now we're talking.
And she says she is one of the few actresses that admit she loves doing sex scenes in movies.
Fantastic.
Little Minx.
All right.
Wasn't she the one who had the sex scene with Megan Fox in that cheerleader movie, too?
But Jennifer's Body.
Yes, it was.
She's outstanding.
She likes getting naked and doing bad things.
She's a goer.
Which I like. Speaking of naked and doing bad things, Minnie Driver's in the news. She is going to have a new TV series. Now, I reported last week that she was going to star in an NBC comedy sitcom. Comedy sitcom? Well, that remains to be seen.
Yeah.
Called Free Agents, where she plays a Hollywood agent. But apparently she has backed out of that project and has accepted a role in a new drama on CBS called Hail Mary.
Hail Mary.
Yes. It's not a religious show. She plays a single mom who takes up with a streetwise hustler, and they team up to fight crime.
What?
Come on.
Okay.
She's a single mom. He's a streetwise hustler. Together, they fight crime. It's Hail Mary. I think she's like a PI. She's like a private investigator part-time when she's not packing lunch for her kids.
Is that code?
No, I think that's really what she does.
Okay. You know what they say. You can't polish a turd.
That's right.
Did you say that?
I'm looking forward to seeing her on television again. I saw her in the... Remember The Riches was on FX? That series? I thought she was really good on that.
That was good.
Hopefully, good things will come.
Yeah.
Let's talk to our winner, shall we? You want to talk to David? David?
Yes.
Who was the creator of the Walking Dead comic book?
Robert Kirkman.
Robert Kirkman is correct. Congratulations. Hold on. We're going to give you all the details, but you're going to spend an evening with the cast and creators of The Walking Dead over there from AMC, okay?
All right. Thanks a lot, guys.
Yeah, we were in Vegas, and we were going to talk to Robert Kirkman, creator of The Walking Dead.
No time for
and
this.
And Drunk Kevin said, okay, coming up next is a guy who's got a real big movie called The Walking Dead. It's Robert Kirkman. Robert?
I had to backtrack,
and I said, well, in fact, it's a TV series, Kevin. It's not, and he just created the comic book, and his name is Robert Kirkman. Very wrong on all levels, basically. Robert Kirkman, how do you come on the show? What did you do?
How dare you?
In Kevin's defense, I was on vacation that week, so I wasn't there, and usually I do all the reading on the show. Usually Kevin isn't asked to read, particularly in the Vegas condition.
It hurts me because Omar says he can't find the tape for this break.
Oh, what a shame.
I know that we've had it because you guys have played it for me. I wasn't there, and you played it for me, so I think it's in the studio somewhere. I've heard it.
I don't believe so because Omar says it does not exist. He said that
we ran
out of tape on the CD, apparently.
Wow. Well...
And we didn't hear Kevin ask him the question. So you as a creator of a comic book, when you see it in your mind, it can't be the same as what you think it is going to be, right?
And
I looked at Kevin, and he just looked at me and drew a big question mark on a piece of paper because he realized he had no idea what he just asked.
Pete, I was so disappointed. Like, Ralph looked at me like a parent does when they're disappointed, and I literally didn't say another word the rest of the interview.
Yeah.
Ralph was like, dude.
What was that?
And I said, I don't know.
When you got it in your mind, it can't be what you think it's going to be when you see it, right?
That's exactly what I asked. That is true.
I think Kevin is hiring a cleaning service to come in on the weekends and start tidying up some of the tape that's left behind.
Yeah, that's what's happening. That's here. What's happening.
Oh, there's not plenty of tape on me.
Those are my favorite things ever. I think Kevin said he had a migraine that day, didn't he?
I did aura. With aura.
Migraine with an aura.
That's right. That's right.
Shouldn't make
fun complex. Of me. Right.
Eminem's doing a new video for his next single, Spacebound. He is co-starring with the lovely Sasha Gray, apparently, will be co-star in that thing.
All right.
What?
For those who don't know, she is an adult film star and legitimate actress as well. She starred in Steven Soderbergh's The Girlfriend Experience. She played herself on the HBO series Entourage, and now apparently she is co-starring with Eminem.
I want to sleep with her. 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 I want to sleep with her.
Yeah, how much input to casting do you think Eminem had for that particular thing? Yeah, give me that that horror bangs everybody. Can we put her in my video? So, congratulations. And Steve Carell's in talks to do a movie with Meryl Streep.
What?
Called Great Hope Springs, in which he plays a marriage therapist who tries to help a couple rekindle their loveless relationship after 31 years of marriage. So, nope. Carell's leaving the office, moving on to big movies with big movie stars. Anybody interested?
I think I would watch whatever he's in, yeah.
I do too.
No!
What do you guys think?
Remember his, like Little Miss Sunshine? Yeah, that was sort of a serious film, but he was great in that.
Yeah. Yeah, he was.
Very capable of being subtle.
I was wondering what his likelihood of playing a straight dramatic role is. Be tough.
I'm sure he'll give it a try. They all seem to varying degrees of success.
I mean, guys like Steve Martin, I mean, they managed to have made the, you know, made the jump.
I think he could do it. I'd watch him.
Then there's Jim Carrey.
Yeah, then there's Jim Carrey. Hmm.
Today's celebrity birthdays, James Blunt is 34 years old today. Actress Drew Barrymore is 36. Thomas Jane turns 42 years old. Actress Jeri Ryan is 43. Oh. Rachel Dratch turns 45 years old. Kyle MacLachlan is 52. And Jonathan Demme, very talented director and producer and writer. He is 67 years old. And I'm Ralph Garman. I welcome to Showbiz.
Hey, party people, thanks for tuning into the Kevin and Bean Show on a Tuesday. Also making his first appearance in 2011 on the show is our friend Adam Sessler. He is the host and editor-in-chief of X-Play on G4, a channel I no longer receive at home. Hey, Adam. How are you there? Good to talk to you. We had some of your colleagues in the other day, Kevin Pereira and the like from the other show and Attack of the Show, and I had to ask them the same thing I have to ask you, which is first, before we talk about all the good stuff you're here to talk about today, what's the update with G4 for DirecTV?
You know what? I don't know what the full update is. Obviously, it's not on DirecTV yet, but I'm crossing my fingers that it will be soon. Maybe one of these days they'll allow me into a meeting where important things happen, and then I'll find out.
You're not in that position now? They don't say, hey, Adam, what should we do?
Well, it's funny. I get invited to important people meetings, but there's no one else in them.
Oh, I see.
So, yeah. It's like the conference room always changes at the last minute. I don't know.
That's weird.
Do you think there's a message there? I don't know.
Maybe.
But are you the little people, then, who aren't privy to the details? Are you guys optimistic that it will be resolved soon?
Those of you that don't have any information.
Right.
Yes, yes.
Are
me
you
completely
optimistic?
Blind of any information? I would have to say I'm abundant with optimism.
You know, okay,
I see bunnies and rainbows when I wake up in the morning.
That's good.
And then they turn on me.
Yeah.
So if I could watch X-Play on G4, what would you be talking about these days?
Well, actually, today is a big day for games. Sony has one of their top franchises, their third version of the Killzone franchise is coming
Killzone
out today.
Killzone 3.
Killzone 3, which it's a really good game. I went into this one a little hesitant. Killzone 2 was notable because it looked so good. It is a beautiful, technically proficient game. But it was a game that I felt was yelling at me for all of the 9 hours I was playing. It starts yelling at you, and then it just kind of gets worse. It just had really bad pacing. This one, it actually moves really, really well. You're not staying in one place for about a good 15 minutes just shooting wave after wave of these faceless enemies. It controls really well. And apparently it controls well using the PlayStation Move, which is kind of their much maligned motion control system.
Yeah, let's talk about that for 1 second. That's shaped
like an ice cream cone.
Like an ice cream cone?
And that sold at Good Vibrations.
And you shake it, and you shake it up and down? Is it kind of like the shake weight?
No.
And it's double entendre?
You can shake it up and down or side to side.
It's
more dynamic than the shake weight.
I see. Okay.
I don't know if it gives you those wonderful abs that the shake weight has been promising me.
Now, you played this game, Killzone 3, you went all the way through it without knowing that?
No, I knew it worked with the Move, but I actually don't have one in my home.
Oh, I see. Okay.
I'm just, you know.
How do you not have everything?
Well, I have things that could break. And, you know, from my Wii experiences, I've broken things flailing around.
Sure.
So, you know, it's one of those things I like to try back at the office. But also, typically, if you see a game that is available without motion control and with motion control, it tends to be better without. Because, you know, usually the job of laying in those controls is kind of, you know, half-hearted.
Okay.
Apparently, in this case, Sony really did invest the time and attention. And for many of the guys back at G4 that were trying it out, they were quite happy with the results.
Oh,
and
they said,
in some cases, they preferred it to the regular controller.
And that's kind of different.
I can't think of any instance where, especially for a game like a shooter, which is all about, you know, immediate precision.
Right.
Yeah, that definitely is a statement.
How many people are involved in, this is a perfect example, Killzone, a pretty big franchise, the third one's coming out today. How many people are involved in the upgrade from 2 to 3? I mean, do 100 people work on this? Is it 1,000 people?
Is it one guy?
Yeah.
Is it a million Korean animators? What's going on?
And you know, funny, it's one guy, his name is Killzone. So
really?
It's really not a biographical game.
Yeah.
I would say about 100 plus. In the development of a game, the size of the team kind of grows as you get closer to the end because your testers become very, very important at the end of a game.
Okay.
They're the ones who are going through it time and time again trying to find the bugs and where all the problems are. But I would say for a game like Killzone, it's tough because I was watching the credits, but they're all from like Amsterdam, so they have really long names.
Sure.
But it looks like it's about 100 people.
Okay.
Or it could be three guys with really long names.
Sure, yeah.
Are there people who are being hired today to test video games and to play them and to find the bugs? Is that a job that somebody could have, Adam?
Yes, it is. And it tends to be a pretty big entry-level job into the game industry. Now, here's the thing. Everyone thinks, oh, you get to play games all day. Lucky you. It is a miserable job.
Is it really?
You're not given the whole game to play. You're given a portion.
Okay.
And every day, you're going to play it to see if the bugs that you saw the day before have been fixed or to see if new bugs have now emerged.
Oh, so you just do the same thing over and over?
Over and over. Now, I was once doing an interview with one gentleman who was working on one of those big open world games, and there was a bug at the very end when you finish the game, how it triggered that final cutscene.
Right.
So he was starting to have anxiety attacks going into work in the morning, knowing he had to play this entire game every day.
They don't have secret codes or whatever to get them to the end?
You don't want to do a secret code because you need to play it like the player's going to play
to find out
you know, where that bug is going to be.
So the repetition just must kill you. That's what you're saying.
Yeah, it is. It definitely doesn't feel like playing a game. It feels like work. So that's
sucks.
What I've got.
All right. It sounded, when Bean said it, it sounded like the best job ever.
Exactly. See, me, puppies and rainbows,
right.
And then they turn on you.
Sure, yeah.
This is the voice of our friend Adam Sessler in the studio on the Kevin DeBean Show, host and editor-in-chief of X-Play on G4, talking about new games coming out today. Killzone 3 is one. The other is Bulletstorm, and this is available for PS3, Xbox 360, and for PC. Tell me about Bulletstorm.
Okay, this game is just fun. If you've been a little bit tired, which I have, of the dour, self-serious quality in a lot of your video games out there, this is like the ultimate breath of fresh air. It is colorful, absurdly violent. I think it is the most profane game I have ever played in my life.
All right.
And it's not just the use of profanity. It is the stringing together of sentences I have never considered before.
All right.
I cannot quote a single thing for you on the air.
Okay.
But you will hear probably 9-year-olds quoting it very, very shortly. Yep.
This is a new one?
It's brand new. It's a brand new franchise. Now, it's from the people who make the Gears of War series and a studio out in Poland called People Can Fly that are famous for these games like it was called Painkiller, where it's just a lot of enemies running at you and you have a lot of different guns that are really creative and you try to mow them down.
Right.
This takes it a step further and you get points for how creatively you kill everyone.
Oh, I like it.
And you sort of unlock new ways you can kill them and with those points you can buy more ammo, you can buy more weapons and more special stuff. It's this wonderful feedback loop that really makes the game very, very, very hard to put down. I mean, it's got its flaws. You can see it all around the periphery.
Right.
But it doesn't matter because when you're wrapping these explosive bolas around some enemy's head and then you explode them and it takes out three other guys and suddenly getting points all over the place, that's where you're like, oh, I'm having a good day.
I feel like that's a level I'm never going to get to.
No, that's the thing. Idiots can even do it.
Between the language and the creative killing, it sounds more like a Tarantino movie than a video game.
I mean, I wouldn't even say Tarantino because it's so... Every character in it's kind of an idiot but doesn't know it. And so when they're talking and tough guy talk to one another, it just becomes funnier and funnier. And then there's one military guy that you meet later in the game who just... It is just obscene. I mean, the mind that came up with these sentences really sort of needs to be brought out into public and identified.
You like pause the game for a second and go, that was brilliant. What did you just say?
I rarely laugh when playing a video game, and I was laughing a lot when I was playing this game.
Adam, we always hear about, especially in Hollywood with movies, it's almost impossible to get an original screenplay filmed anymore because they always want remakes and redos and sequels. Is it similar in the video game world? Is it tough to launch a new title like Bulletstorm, for instance?
Yeah, it really is. And games are so expensive. And even more so than a movie, it can take 3 to 4 years to make a game.
Right.
So that's a lot of money that you're putting into the dev of a game.
But
without getting anything back.
But if you're a Black Ops, you're making dough like crazy, right?
They have a nice system there of having two or three different studios that's working on a Call of Duty game. So they get 2 years. And yeah, it's safer to drop 100 plus million into a game like that.
It costs that much to make.
It can. Like the very top level games, you can be looking at costs, and that may be before the marketing.
Wow.
So yeah, it can be that expensive. So yeah, that does limit the risk taking that most of these companies want to make. So you'll start getting games that are just, you know, 2, 3, 4, 5,
just because
10.
It's a well known.
That's why Bulletstorm also, not just because it's not a sequel, it's bucking the trend. It's doing a different type of game. It's not about going into cover and being really kind of thoughtful and strategic about how you're shooting everything. You're just kind of blowing everything up and having a good time at it.
Fantastic. All right, Adam Sessler is here. More with our guest right after this on the Kevin and Bean Show. Our friend Adam Sessler in studio right now, host and editor-in-chief of X-Play on G4 here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Harvey Levin from TMZ.com joins us in about 15 minutes. You know, it's funny, Adam, during the end of that song right there, I heard you mention Comic-Con. We had you on the air with us. We were all down in San Diego for Comic-Con.
Yes, it was early in the morning.
Yes, it was.
Super fun. And we had such a, you know, that was our first time broadcasting from there. Ralph had been down for a number of years, but it was the first time we ever took the whole show down. I think we're going to start doing that every year. But has it already sold out for this year yet? Have they even made the announcement yet? And is it already sold out?
You know, that's a great question. If they made the announcement, I think it's sold out. I mean, it's kind
that's
of
all
like,
it takes now, right?
Yeah. It's like, hey, we're doing something. Okay, right. I'm going.
Yeah.
It's like Coachella now. You don't actually have to provide any details. Just say the word and people will buy their tickets.
Yeah, I think 1 year Coachella should just have, you know, bands that sound like real bands, like the Paxies or something like that.
Okay.
Just to kind of prove, like, hey, wait and see what the lineup is before you buy the ticket. All right?
I don't think that's their goal. I think their goal is to get the ticket sold.
I guess so.
Yeah.
Is Morgan still your co-host on the X-Play?
Of course.
Okay, I thought so. How many marriage proposals must she get for being as hot as she is and as into gaming as she is?
Well, the thing is,
That sorry.
That requires a full sentence from the people that want to ask her. And so that's where it gets a little bit troubled. There's just a lot of kind of stammering and shaking when we do signings. So,
I'm sure, because they've never been that close to a real girl before.
And then they look at me, and then they just walk away.
Oh, yeah, I know you too. Okay, but I don't want
to
marry you.
Yeah, I mean, I've actually had some people say, "Who are you?" to me.
Oh, great.
We're sitting next to each other at a table.
Oh, great.
Yeah, yeah.
And they watch the show, but they only see Morgan. That's
exactly
hilarious.
I'm just kind of this cloud.
Kevin, you wanted to ask about a couple of other games that have come out since the last time we saw Adam.
Yeah, Dead Space 2.
Dead Space 2. Now, this came out in January. It's obviously a sequel to a game called Dead Space. Funny that. It's a horror space game, and the first one was really quite a surprise.
A horror.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah.
I thought it was a horror in space.
Yes. It involves these creatures. If you've ever seen John Carpenter's The Thing, where everything's really kind of amorphous, that's what the monsters in this are like. And you're not trying to shoot them in the head. You're trying to shoot their tendrils off. And you have these very creative weapons to do that with. They tend to be kind of like mining weapons. And it's very, very satisfying combat. This game feels a little bit too much like the first game in terms of its story. It's just this kind of endless disaster story where you're on a planet, it's infected, and every time you try to get off, it's like, oh no, it's on fire.
Something else happened.
Oh no, the crazy person's over there. But at the same time, once you're shooting these things, it's a lot of fun. And if you like the first game, this is a great one. Though I would play the first one before playing the
oh, you get both.
Two. Yeah.
Okay.
That's
interesting. What I recommend. How many are like that? You shouldn't start with number two.
I mean, some of them, it's the ones with good story.
Yeah.
And this has a relatively good story. It's got a good atmosphere, and I think it also kind of trains you for the more complex aspects of the second one. On the whole, if the game's only a couple years old, go buy it cheap.
Yeah,
buy
you can get it used
cheap,
or whatever.
And then you find out if you want to buy the second one for $60. So. Yeah.
Depends on who uses it, though. They should put who uses it on the outside of the box.
It's like a very
picture,
good idea.
Maybe?
Yeah, a picture of the
this
guy who used it.
Smelly.
And he probably played it for 7 weeks straight. I don't think I'm going to get it. And the other one was Marvel vs. Capcom 3.
Yes. This is a venerated fighting franchise that hasn't been around for about 10 years.
I don't know what that means, that word.
It's well-respected.
Well-respected, okay.
I think so. That's what they told me. It probably means something really awful.
Okay.
I'm going to get in trouble now.
All right.
last one came out, I believe, 1999. It's by the makers of Street Fighter. It's from Capcom. And what it does is it's a fighting game that pits all these big Marvel characters against big characters from the Capcom games. So not just Street Fighter, but also games like Resident Evil. And it even includes a character from my favorite game of all time, Ghosts and Goblins, an arcade game from the 80s. It's this knight called Arthur. And, you know, if you hit him too much, he's just wearing boxer shorts.
What?
Okay, yeah. We're losing out. What's going on? What's happening?
And there's a pony. But no, it's a lot of fun. And a lot of people always say, you know, with the fighting games, you know, oh, I can't do that with all those button presses. This one is made so that if you're not that experienced, you can look really awesome.
Oh,
everything
excellent.
Is over the top. You have three characters that you can pull into the match, you know, whenever you feel like it. And some of the more experienced professional players of fighting games are frustrated by this one because it's kind of leveling the playing field. You know, things can go in your favor very, very quickly, and it's a lot of fun. Though I wouldn't play it by yourself. It is something you want to kind of play with a friend on a couch. I mean, if you want to play by yourself this game, you can.
Is it sad?
Keep it. Well, it is a sad game. It's like, oh wow!
Will you drink?
me and computer are having the best time of our lives.
All right. Well, in general, yeah, I can see that.
A couple of emails before you go, Adam.
Sure.
Brad in Minnesota wants to know if you have heard anything about a Walking Dead video game.
I believe there's some stuff for the mobile platform. Here's the thing about Walking Dead being made into a video game. There are so many zombie video games.
Yeah.
And a lot of, like, even Walking Dead, I love the show, I love the comic book, but it's taking its cues from established zombie culture, and that's what video games do. And so if you start doing games based on comic books that are kind of based on movies, the snake eats its own tail.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's not something I would actively pursue. And honestly, the best part about Walking Dead isn't the action. It's the characters kind of trying to survive.
Yeah, I agree.
That doesn't make for a very good video game. Hey, let's get some fish.
That's a good point.
Let's get some fish is not what I want to hear.
Maybe that's what the game will be called. That'll be exciting.
Hey, let's get some fish. I'm going to train
Brian,
that.
Brian writes in, and don't feel bad if you don't know. I've never heard of it. He's asking about a game called Brink that he's very excited about. Heard
yes.
a lot of good things. Wants to know if you know anything about it.
Yes, the game should be coming out. Catching me on the spot, either April or May. It's a multiplayer game from a group called Splash Damage, and they're out in England. It's all multiplayer. It's very team-based and has objectives. It's very fast-paced, and it just looks really good. It has a really, really slick look to it. I'm looking forward to it. It's one of those ones when I've sat down to play it, and I'm like, okay, one day I will understand exactly what's going on, because you have to spend sort of hours with it.
You
know, half an hour with these types of games, you just get a sense of how it controls, how it looks.
Right.
But
right.
A lot of people have their eyes on it, and it is coming soon.
All right.
And finally, Josh wants your comment. I know we already talked about Bulletstorm in the first segment, but he wants your comment on the Fox News report of what Bulletstorm will do to our children.
Yeah, I did one of my editorials.
Same old story.
I know. It's Fox News. Like, oh, also, Egypt was burning when they decided to run this story. They're like, what's going on? Let's do something about the video game.
I thought that was a video game when I saw it on my TV, by the way.
Yes,
Egypt
yes,
and
yes,
the riots.
It wasn't?
So I did one of my editorials on this, and it really comes down to, it didn't even get my blood boiling.
What did they say?
Well, they brought on a psychologist saying that this game is obviously going to affect children. The intimation, they didn't say it outright, but the intimation is that this could lead children to, like, rape people. And it was just absurd.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's because the game is so over the top, and it uses kind of sexual terminology in an over the top way.
It's the same thing they've been saying about video games and music and movies.
And the thing is, this was so off base. This was so crazy. And I thought about all the games that should have brought controversy, and the controversy never really took hold.
Right.
That it doesn't. Mm-hmm. It didn't upset me enough to even merit a response
because it was so ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, Grand Theft Auto 4 came out, and that should have been the biggest controversy around. And it didn't. It's just this Saturday segment on Fox News because some producer's kind of bored.
Yeah.
I mean, I rarely rape after playing video games. I'm usually tired. I mean, let's be honest. I'm just too tired for it.
Exactly.
So, all right. Well, you can keep up with everything we've been discussing, not only on the TV, but on the website as well. Adam Sessler is the host and editor-in-chief of X-Play on G4. You guys do a fantastic job. Weekdays at 6:30 on the G4 Network. Come back and see us soon, Adam. Thank you, man.
You got it.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, what's going on? The phone's died?
No,
is he back?
I think he's there.
He's back. Okay. Harvey Levin, TMZ.com. Oh, it's a shame, too, because I'm not talking to Harvey. I want you to tell Mr. Levin I don't want to have anything to do with him anymore. I'm over him.
Hey, Harvey. Is he not there? Harvey?
No phones. Phones are died, according to Alex.
Are you there?
Hey,
Alex?
Guys.
Hey, he's there.
Hi.
Alex,
Harvey? Whoever?
Hi.
Sorry, we're having some phone trouble over here.
Bean's not talking to you for some reason, Harvey.
I hear you guys. Loud and clear.
Okay.
Hi, Bean.
Why aren't you talking to him, Bean?
Because he put up a swimsuit photo of Roseanne Barr on TMZ.com this morning. That's why.
It's a funny picture.
No, it's not funny. I go to TMZ for scandal, gossip, and hotness.
And sexy.
This is none of that.
Well, you know what? But here's the thing. We're not programming it all for you.
That's correct.
You know?
If you did, no one would read it.
Exactly. That's... I mean, I think I like this picture. I think it's great. I mean, she's just kind of like herself. I mean, that's kind of a nice thing.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's get on with all the business at hand on TMZ.com. You guys had an amazingly busy day. And a lot of people may not realize this, Harvey, if they just peruse the site like at night or early morning or something like that. You do something special almost every day where you have a live chat with your readers. Tell us about yesterday.
So we do this thing called TMZ Live every day at 1:30 Pacific time.
Mm-hmm.
And we just, you know, we answer people's questions and do Skype stuff and everything. So sometimes we have guests on. So, two things happened yesterday. First of all, Justin Bieber calls in.
Okay.
And we got a picture of his, he got a haircut, which is kind of a big deal.
Oh, man, he got a haircut.
So all the lesbians who look like Justin Bieber are now SOL.
That's right.
So
that was radical.
Radical. I mean, that's a big deal. It's like, you know, I even asked him if it was like he was superstitious about it. And he said no, but you know, that's kind of the look that kind of made him. But I think he's probably smelling that he wants longevity and he had to do something. So it actually looks pretty good. I mean, he cut it around the sides and everything else. But
no, wait, did he do that live? On Skype?
No. Well, he actually we got shots of him in the chair. No, his whoever this person is who does his stuff.
I see.
You know, kind of cut it and shaped it and cut the sides off, and it looks good. I got to say.
Bean, you going to change your hair now?
I haven't really been following Justin's hair myself, but I will tell you this, Harvey, and I'm excited to move on to the Charlie Sheen part of what happened yesterday.
Too.
But I will say this: Justin Bieber. Who know? We have no idea what he's going to. He could be a flash in the pan. He could be gone. We could never remember this kid's name in a year. Or he could be one of these guys who turns into like a Justin Timberlake who ends up having a career of some longevity. I don't know. But he does appear smart and savvy in that he is making some of the right moves and branching out. And I think the movie got very positive reviews, made a ton of money. He made a very good appearance at the All-Star Game in Los Angeles this weekend.
MVP.
He was the MVP of the game, right? He is doing a lot of things, I think, that set him up well to not just be a flash in a pan and we'll forget about him tomorrow.
That's a shame.
I agree.
That's a shame. I don't want to hear that.
Okay. Now, Charlie Sheen.
Charlie Sheen.
This guy cannot stay off the phone. What's going on, Harvey?
So this is the greatest. So one of my guys, you've seen him on the show. His name is Mike. Mike's great.
Right.
And so Mike struck up a friendship in the last, I don't know, 2-3 weeks with Charlie Sheen. So they text all day long.
I mean, talk.
So Charlie calls in and he says, "Where's Mike?" And it's like, so, you know, I'm sitting there with Charles, and so Mike comes over and he says, "I don't talk on an effing speakerphone. I'm not talking to you," meaning me. "I want Mike."
Wow.
And he hung up.
And what?
So Mike calls him back. So then I shut up, and Mike starts talking to him. And Charlie's just unloading. So, I mean, there's so much to tell you. I mean, I'm just going to do bullet points with you.
All right.
So, you know, we got this video of Charlie last Friday picking up Brian Wilson at spring training in Arizona, flying him back to L.A., had all these ball players in his home theater, the same place where he did that,
right.
and screened Major League. And so Charlie...
What? Wait a minute. He brought real baseball players, and then they watched his Disney movie about baseball?
But here's the thing.
All right.
Charlie tells us he's going to do Major League 3. And they're in talks to do Major League 3, which apparently is a big deal. But the best part of this is, and I bet you guys didn't know this, so Charlie, in the middle of the screening, pulls out this ring and passes it around for all the ballplayers to wear.
A ring?
Babe Ruth's 1927 World Series ring.
Oh, my God.
Dude,
how's that for a piece of baseball memorabilia?
He owns it. He owns it.
What?
I wonder how much he paid for that.
I think he paid like $800,000, and it's worth $2 million. I think he can get more than that.
God.
Can you believe it? I mean, it's unbelievable.
And then did he ask them to sleep with him?
No.
Did he bring a suitcase of drugs, any of that?
I mean, this is the most famous baseball player of all time on the best baseball team that was ever fielded in the year that they won the World Series.
Charlie has the ring.
That's and by the way, you mentioned Brian Wilson. I want to make sure people understand who maybe aren't baseball fans. No. Brian Wilson is the San Francisco Giant pitcher who just won the World Series for him last year, who is perhaps the biggest star in baseball right now. I mean, right. He is A-plus in baseball. And Charlie Sheen is calling this dude up, and I don't know what his relationship was like before.
And flying him out
from spring training to hang out at his house to watch a movie.
And then blowing his mind with that ring. Yeah.
And the other guys, I mean, you know, guys like Eddie Murray and Lenny Dykstra and Kenny Lofton. I mean, these are big, big names, you know, all retired now, but big names in the history of baseball that he just has. You know, he basically just buys his heroes to hang out with him for a party. It's crazy.
It's crazy. So then Charlie's talking to Mike, and then he says, he talks about his goddesses. He says there are two goddesses in his life. So Charles and I just assumed, oh, he's talking about his kids.
Of course.
That's really sweet, right? Well, then we get a picture that we just put up on the website. You guys been on the website in the last half hour?
No.
Yeah, we'll go to the website.
All right.
Take a look at one of the goddesses.
Is it his kid? I'm guessing
no,
it's not.
No.
No. What is Charlie Sheen's deal? Is he doing the Hey, I'm Okay tour? Is that what this is? All this with Dan Patrick and with you and with everybody?
I'm not sure what it is. I mean, I think, I got to say, when it comes down to it, I think he's kind of having a good time. And it's just kind of what he does. And I think he's not like you and me. Well, maybe in a lot of ways. He's not like me. I think he's kind of having a good time. And this is the way he rolls.
How did he sound, by the way, when you were listening to the conversation? Did he sound like a guy who's not loaded and is in complete control of his faculties, Harvey?
See, you got to have a baseline. And I don't know enough to know what Charlie's baseline is.
Right, right.
But it was a little off. But everybody I've talked to has said he's been sober since the last thing.
Well,
so I mean, you know, and he's running around, he's playing baseball, he's working out. So I don't know. I mean, you guys have got to go and look at the picture.
I'm looking at the picture. Charlie Sheen kisses new mystery babe, and it's him just basically making out with a much younger, hot blonde chick. And I think the best thing in the article, Harvey, that you put up is the photographer says, "How you been, man?" And Charlie looks at him and says, "Winning."
Yeah.
Winning. Hilarious.
If that's his daughter, he shouldn't be doing those things.
Oh, I don't think it's likely that it's his daughter.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, no,
all right.
I know.
It's unbelievable the work you guys are doing on the website and on the TV. TMZ.com, and check your local listings for TMZ Television. Harvey, always a blast, man. Thanks for coming on the Kevin and Bean
Great
Show.
Great talking to you guys, too.
I'm surprised at the end of every Kevin and Bean show that a duel hasn't broken out between some of the people in this room. I swear to God, how does everything get settled without a gun?
It's all love,
room?
Man.
Some people just need to stop being wrong, and then we'd be fine. That's all I'm saying.
Mike.
Yeah. Wow, for once, it's not me. How about
Bean? Ralph.
Ralph is here with another look at the Showbiz Beat on a Tuesday Kevin and Bean Show. What's going on?
Heard you talking to Harvey Levin about Justin Bieber and his haircut.
Yeah.
I don't know how we're going to recover as a nation, quite frankly.
I just love all the people that got that style.
I heard this is why they are filling the state building in Wisconsin. That's why all those protesters are there, because they heard Bieber was cutting his hair, and they won't stand for it.
Wow. I didn't realize that.
Then Libya's going off. It's all about the hair. It's about Bieber's hair. Well, here's a way you can feel better about your Bieber people.
Do I need to?
You can go see the new Justin Bieber movie this weekend. Never Say Never is going to open in theaters everywhere for one week, beginning this Friday.
That opened a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, I bet you think it did.
Dave and I went to see that opening weekend.
But it
wasn't
the director's cut.
In theaters?
What? Yes, the new director's cut.
Well, the director's cut, they save that for the DVD, don't they?
Nope. They're going to put it in theaters because they know you can get more money out of Bean and the King of Mexico.
Wait, this movie opened...
Oh, we need to see the director's cut.
This movie opened not this past Friday, but the week before.
That's right. It's been out for 2 weeks, and now they're re-releasing a new version, the director's cut.
It'll be 2 weeks on Friday. Wow.
John Chu, the director, is adding 40 minutes of new footage.
Okay, why didn't he just put it in the first time?
Because there's just so much goodness.
Oh.
He's going to take 30 minutes of the old footage out and put 40 new in. So you get, you know, you get some of the stuff you saw already. That goes by the wayside, and you get 40 minutes of brand new Biebs.
Interesting.
Okay.
Yeah. I wonder if this will work, because he does.
Of course it'll work,
He
Kevin.
Does seem to have such hardcore fans.
Yes, it's genius. If you're 12 years old,
you get
and
to see
you
more.
Saw the Bieber movie, and now there's new Bieber that you haven't seen yet, you have to tell Mom and Dad to take you to the Cineplex.
Are they going
to
do 3.0 in a couple of
I'm
weeks
I'm sure they
that?
Will.
Wow.
Then they're going to go back and do some reshoots with his new hair. It'll be the Barber's Cut, they'll call it. The new movie, The Barber's Cut.
Wow.
Yeah, it's wrong on every level. But what are you going to do, huh? What are you going to do? How are you going to beat the Biebs?
You're not. We tried. You're not.
Not going to impede the Biebs. I know that much for sure. Piers Morgan's doing very well for himself over there on CNN. He took over for, of course, Larry King.
as their main interviewer there. Well, you'll be happy to know, those of you who missed Larry, he's going to be a guest on Piers Morgan's show this week.
All right.
Larry really stayed out of the limelight, didn't he?
He's crazy.
Apparently, this move comes in the wake of comments that Larry made last week in an interview with the BBC, saying that he believed Piers may have been oversold to American audiences.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
Larry said to the BBC he was going to be dangerous. He was going to be water cooler talk. He's good, but he's not that dangerous. So Piers has taken umbrage and apparently is inviting the old man onto his show to have a throwdown.
But compared to Larry...
He's freaking Woodward and Bernstein. that's a President Nixon joke from Watergate.
It does seem a little uncool, though, for Larry to kind of be trashing his successor in the first month.
Absolutely it is. And I think Piers has done a fine job.
No one's watching, but he's done a good job.
He's not setting the world on fire, but I think he's fine. He has celebrities on and he interviews them. I mean,
right.
That's the basic nature of that show. Anyway, they're going to square off on the show sometime this week. That should be fun.
I'm a professional. Look it up in the book.
I think you suck.
And I did watch one of the nights that, you know, a lot of his shows have been pre-taped, but I did watch one of the nights where there was breaking news going on. I think it was in Egypt, and he was, you know, handling the correspondents around the world and kind of keeping the round table going and, you know, sounded very informed and knew what was going on. I thought he did better at that than Larry did.
Last night he was discussing Libya, and he had three people on, one former Libyan... rebel, I guess you would say, who was going after Gaddafi, and he was exiled from the country, so he was reporting about what his feelings were and stuff, and he had the three newsmakers going on, and he juggled it fine.
He's 100 times Larry King.
Easily.
But, Kevin, you've been following this Libya thing. I know you hate the news.
I have not.
Here's how it's going in Libya, just real quick.
All right.
Gaddafi, who is a name you know, who's been there for 50 years or whatever it is, when they started rioting in his country, he had the army go out and start bombing them and got snipers on the top of rooftops to start shooting them dead
when they showed up to protest.
Just mow them down.
Wow.
Yeah. People were with their arms in the air screaming peacefully, just
wow.
Bodies in the streets.
Yeah, it's a bad
It's like
it's a bad
nothing you've ever
there.
Seen before. It seems like something out of a movie.
It does. It really does.
That seems bad.
He's bad. He's a bad person.
And all because freaking Bieber got a haircut.
Does that have something to do with it?
He's bad, and he's been in power for like 40 years.
Yeah.
He sits on top of one of the most oil-rich nations in the Middle East, so that doesn't hurt him, I'm sure. But
yeah.
All right, enough politics talk. Let's talk about show business. It is Tuesday. That means new DVDs and CDs are in stores today. Megamind, the animated cartoon. I guess they're all animated cartoons, aren't they?
Well, they're a cartoon by nature.
Will Ferrell, Brad Pitt, Tina Fey, and Jonah Hill star in Megamind. You can pick that up. Due date with Robert Downey Jr. and Michelle Monaghan? Nope. Yeah, I think she's in it. I wanted to say Zach Galifianakis, but this says Michelle Monaghan.
I think he's in it, too.
I think they're all in it.
Yeah.
On TV, Nurse Jackie Season 2 is available in a box set if you want to catch up on that show. And Weeds Season 6 is also available. Today's celebrity birthday is director Jonathan Demme. Is 67 years old today. He's the man who brought us Philadelphia, Silence of the Lambs.
Yeah.
Very talented man. Kyle MacLachlan's 52 years old. Rachel Dratch is 45. Jerry Ryan turns 43. Oh. Thomas Jane's 42. Drew Barrymore is 36 years old. James Blunt is 34. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Keep 106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and it's 9:39.
God damn.
I'm with you.
Speaking of the Red Hot Chili Peppers, I sure hope they come out with another album soon. I can't wait to hear that, and I wonder what kind of wacky title it might have. Ralph, what's going on down there at your end of the room?
Wow, what's happening?
Red Hot Chili Peppers have announced their new album's almost done.
All right.
Anthony Kiedis has announced the title, told Spin Magazine that the name of the album is Dr. Johnny Skin's Disproportionately Rambunctious Polar Express Music Head.
Dude, that is the coolest sentence I've ever heard somebody talk.
It sounds like he's kidding, and yet it wouldn't surprise me.
He says it comes from the story about a friend's acid trip.
Okay.
Dr. Johnny Skin's Disproportionately Rambunctious Polar Express Music Head.
I like it.
But there's still time to change that before it comes out.
Why would you change that?
That's a great title.
If you want to change the title, you have to get out the Mad Libs book. You have to go around to the band, ask for an adverb and a noun and everything, go through that whole process all over again.
That's a good one.
Anthony, how did you guys come up with that title, really? It must be more to the story than just this.
Well, seen some acid, and then smack it a bang it a wang dang wang, digga boom boom, California.
Look, if you're not even going to try, then you know, don't step up to the mic, man.
I mean, in Anthony's defense.
You're defending Anthony? How, left
you,
the
how do you go beyond that actual title?
I'm saying, usually you bring a little more gusto to it, that's all. That's all I know.
Yeah, gusto.
Speaking of music, Eminem is making a new video for his next single, Spacebound. He has cast the young lady who will play his girlfriend in the video. Apparently it is the lovely Sasha Gray.
Where do we know her from, Ralph?
You may know her from Steven Soderbergh's film The Girlfriend Experience.
Where else?
Or from her role as herself on Entourage on HBO.
But where else?
Or from getting airtight on videos. Or from entertaining large groups of men.
Right. All right.
She's entertained the troops more than Bob Hope.
She really has.
Just saying. She
creates an airtight seal.
She likes squadrons of gentlemen in her bedroom.
I'm guessing it's not within her job description to show the boys her vagina.
Well, it is actually in her job decision. Glee news. You know, Matthew Morrison plays Will Schuster on Glee.
Sure.
Or as they called him last week, Sponge Hair Square Jaw, which right. I thought was pretty funny.
Omar used to call him the white Afro guy, right?
And that's right. White man Afro guy. He is a new girlfriend. According to the New York Press, he was seen at Madison Square Garden attending the Rangers-Flyers game, making out with our pal Olivia Munn.
Hey! How about that?
Really?
Yeah, apparently that's the new Hollywood it couple. Hmm. That Olivia likes her celebrities.
Well, right, yeah.
I know that much.
I think she could get a bigger celebrity than him, though, than Matthew Morrison.
He's on the hottest show on television.
Yeah, true.
And she's on, what's that? Single couples, couple of singles, perfect singles, perfect couples, couple. Billy Ray Cyrus continues to tick off people. First, he ticked off Disney.
Oh,
saying that Hannah Montana destroyed his family. Yeah, it was the show's fault, Bill.
Yeah.
Then he angered his daughter Miley by comparing her to Anna Nicole Smith. I think he was afraid she was going to end up like Anna Nicole Smith. I'm guessing bloated and dead is what he meant. Now he's ticked off Barbara Walters.
Oh, this,
you don't want to do that.
He will not come back from this.
He was scheduled to appear on The View on Wednesday, but when Miley found out, apparently she went nuts and insisted that he withdraw.
Because he was going to talk about how scared he is some more?
Yes.
About
how her success has ruined the family and her and blah, blah, blah. So Miley said, "Dad, that's not cool." And so she talked him out of it, and then he had to cancel, and now they're all cheesed off at The View because they had they'd already publicized his appearance, and now they have to go out on their own.
It's a strange thing that the Lohans kind of started where they communicate with their kids through the media.
Yeah, it's all haunted.
It's really weird.
Would you like to read a book about sex, lies, women, yes, motorcycles?
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm.
Jesse James has announced he is going to write his memoirs. He signed a deal to write his book with the Simon & Schuster Gallery Books Company. The title? American Outlaw.
Yeah!
Won't be finished until late 2011, he says, but he promises to pull back the curtain and let us all know exactly what went on in his life with Sandra Bullock and since. Get the true deal there, an American Outlaw.
You cheated on your wife.
Yep.
There it is.
That's the pamphlet version.
Sorry to spoil the book for you.
that's the book on tape you can listen to in your car.
That's it?
Yeah. Justin Bieber cut his hair. Justin Bieber cut his hair, people.
Pass the word.
Apparently, it happened on the set of his new video, which was a duet with Rascal Flatts.
Oh, bet that's good.
Yeah. That is a lot of bad right there.
He said he wanted a new mature hairdo, and the hair that he cut off will be donated to charity to raise some cash. So if anybody would like some Justin Bieber hair, stay tuned.
No. Back to you.
Justin apparently impressed his girlfriend Selena Gomez this week. He filled her home with flowers the other day. The florist that he called had to use every flower in the shop to fill up her home. When she got home, there it was, a whole house full of flowers.
Did she have to throw some out to...
to get into the
house?
Yes. And apparently she was overwhelmed by the surprise.
Yeah.
And said she loved the gift and could not have been happier. See? He's got it going on. He's got game, that Justin Bieber.
He does. He's got everything.
TV news. Kiefer Sutherland is in talks with Fox to do a new show there. He, of course, was the star of 24, a wildly popular show on that network for many years. He will play a dad whose autistic, mute son can predict the future.
Okay.
Come on! That sounds awesome.
Autistic, mute son.
How does he tell dad when he knows what the future's going to be? That's what I want to know. What, Lassie?
Then he has
Jimmy fell down a well?
Yeah. Earthquake?
No, not earthquake. So, if that comes to pass.
What? Sounds interesting.
Tim Allen has announced he's going to be back on TV, too. All he's got a pilot for ABC. It's a sitcom about a guy who's fighting for his manhood in a world full of women. Finally, Tim Allen has a chance to play that macho dope
character. Overruled!
That we've waited for him.
Shut up, Tim Allen!
To play. TV's in a lot of trouble, fellas.
Yeah, you think?
Sure is.
That's all I'm saying.
You guys should have been watching TLC with me on Friday night.
What was going on TLC?
On Sunday night, I'm sorry.
On Sunday
TLC
night.
Just,
what was going on?
I couldn't get away from it.
What was
I
happening?
Wanted to watch the NBA All-Star game. I couldn't get away.
Right. So what was showing?
I'll bring in highlights tomorrow.
Tell me.
It was a freak show extraordinaire, one after another.
All right.
Spectacular. Okay. I got caught in the vortex. I couldn't get out.
Well, give us a hint. I mean, are these physical oddities? Or are they hoarders?
Well,
or what
it started with the woman who eats toilet paper, which I had to watch again.
Yeah,
you can't turn away from that. And then it was the 600-pound mom. Mm. And then it was the man with no face. It just was
it was just one
hit after another. And I couldn't get away. I tried.
But man with no face?
Oh, so gross.
Well, change the channel.
I couldn't. I couldn't change the channel, and I couldn't turn it off. I had no choice.
Well, sounds like TLC's going to save television.
I don't think so.
As is Howie Mandel. It's just been announced that Fox is doing a new show called Mobbed. It's a reality show where flash mobs show up and dance in, like, shopping malls and stuff.
No.
Then you get mobbed.
Wait, what's the reason for the show, though? I mean,
well, apparently, if
they just dance.
If you're someone who wants to surprise your friend or your family member or your loved one or coworker, you set up a flash mob unbeknownst to them, and then you're sitting there in the cubicle, and next thing you know, brown chicken, brown cow. Everyone starts to dance, and Howie comes out, and he gives you the fist bump, and then all
people. So it's like a singing telegram,
but it's a flash mob.
No.
But with an autistic mute kid.
Why so soon? Capitalizing on the flash mob phenomenon, I wonder.
They really are.
No.
Yes. There's just no hope.
I'm not crazy. It's a TV that's crazy. Aren't you TV?
Yes, TV is crazy.
That is correct.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Director Jonathan Demme is 67 years old. Today, actor Kyle MacLachlan is 52. Was there ever a more indelible TV character than Agent Dale Cooper on Twin Peaks? How great was his performance in that
role? I don't remember him at all.
I guess it wasn't very indelible at all. I guess it was quite forgettable. But I thought he was amazing in that role on that show.
He was.
Rachel Dratch from Saturday Night Live is 45 years old. Actress Jeri Ryan is 43. Actor Thomas Jane, he's hung on the show of the same name. He's 42 years old. Actress Drew Barrymore is 36. People have been writing in, by the way, all morning long. No bell for Drew Barrymore.
No, what's the ruling? I thought no.
Hammer your bell with a sledgehammer, throw it out the window.
All right, take it easy.
Wow, that's a little strong, don't you think, Mike?
Look, I'm making a split-second judgment call here, but my gut reaction was no bell. She's lovely. I like her, but not hot.
All right,
She's
saying.
She's cute.
I'm just saying the
what do you guys think?
Speaking.
I mean, I'm willing to,
I think sometimes she looks great.
Yeah, she's every once in a while. So I'd say next year, maybe ring it.
Look, you
give her a year to work on her hotness.
Say sometimes she looks great. Really, no. Sometimes she looks cuter than other times. But in general, she's not Belle worthy. We've had this discussion. Belle is for, like, without a doubt, boner time.
Well, that's not her.
All right. How about Tom Higginson of Plain White Tees? Does he get a Belle? He's pretty hot.
I don't think so.
He's 32 years old. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. Tomorrow morning, an all-new program. We have Adam Carolla with This Week in Rage. We have people who had sex in your house. Any of us have a story like that?
Oh, get over it.
Apparently, it was on the Parenthood. And
it's freaking the new millennium. That's how long ago that was.
Yeah, we had to burn it down.
You didn't have to burn it down.
We'll talk about
you're
that
lucky
tomorrow.
That I blessed your house.
Ralph, if you had a birthday party and you had 30 people at your house and one of your siblings decided to head into the master bedroom closet and knock one out with his spouse during the party, how would you react to it? What would your feeling be? Would you be down with
good
it?
Good on you. That's what I would say.
Go with it. You wouldn't prefer maybe, hey, don't do that on my carpet, wait till you get home?
No,
What do you think happens, Pete?
Okay.
Unless it's like an alien. There's not acid that comes out or anything. You know?
I don't think so.
It's fine.
Yeah, it wasn't in my house, but it was for
live,
them.
Live, I say.
And also tomorrow on a new internet roundup. So that's all tomorrow morning on an all-new Kevin and